starts. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hello, I'm Doug Scott, Director of the Illinois EPA, with a special message for Illinois farmers. You've probably already heard a lot about global warming and that it could be devastating to Illinois, including our crop production. To help combat the problem, Governor Blagojevich has created the Illinois Conservation and Climate Initiative that helps farmers earn money for trapping carbon dioxide in the soil. For additional information on how you can be a part of the solution to climate change and make a little extra money, go to IllinoisClimate.org website.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU, 920 a.m.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
Red Defender! Thank goodness you're here! That huge asteroid is headed right towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
Like an arrow shot from a man-sized bow, the Red Defender hurtles into space using his super strength to stop the asteroid!
He's stopping the asteroid! It's moving away from Earth! You saved us! How did you do it?
I just stopped the asteroid and reversed its course back into space.
Look, the moon! It's exploded!
Where exactly did you throw that asteroid?
Away. I threw it away.
No more moon. That means no more tides. Tides are created by the moon.
And no more walks in the moonlight. I love walks in the moonlight.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. To find out more, go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
The University of Missouri-St. Louis presents the Associated Black Collegians Health and Wellness Fair on Monday, May 7th from 11 to 3. It takes place at the Millennium Student Center on the campus of UMSL in Century Rooms A through C. The fair includes free food, massages, and health screenings. For more info, call 314-516-5731. Something for your health from AM 920.
I'm just a kid.
I'm six.
I'm nine.
I'm four and a half.
And I've got asthma.
You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
And I know that you want to do all that you can do to help me.
But you might not know
about all the different stuff that can make me have an asthma attack.
Or all the simple things you can do to fight my asthma.
You can fight it with a bear.
You can fight it with a duck.
You can fight it with a wrench.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off rubber duckies and fix leaks to get rid of mold.
Cause mold can start my asthma attacks too.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thanks for doing all you can to help me out.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we
say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name, my name, my name. Say my name, Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. That would be the phone number. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up, get to me, goodness gracious, good golly, Miss Molly. I don't know. I like to look for the spiritual connections of things. I like to look for the cause and effect of things. I like to look at things. I'm a woman, so we're very familiar with patterns. Repeat episodes. We travel through the life looking for patterns to things. That's why how we have one of the things we have to do to tend to ourselves. So I'm a pattern oriented individual. And I am reflecting on the things that are going on in the world that we live in as we speak. Travel to the White House with me. Do you mind? Take my hand. And let's walk on up in Boy George's world. George W. Bush has done a couple of he's engaged in two vetoes now. Three vetoes now. I'm sorry. George, the House voted on Thursday to add gender and sexual orientation to the categories covered by federal hate crime laws. The legislation that passed 237-180 makes it easier for law enforcement to take part or assist local prosecutions involving bias-motivated attacks. Similar legislation is moving through the Senate, setting the stage for another veto showdown with George Bush. So we're talking about hate crimes. And I am, I've seen a number of things in my life. But it is just fascinating to me to see that the veto pen is going to come out for a hate crime. The Queen of England was here. She's been the Queen for, 53 years. Her poor son's like, dang, I guess I'm never going to be king. Never. 53 years she's been queen. But the queen was here, and I listened to the words that she talked about as she described this country. And you cannot help but marvel at the language and what she takes out of this country. The birthplace of democracy, where freedom and hard work is rewarded, where people's contributions are recognized. And I'm listening to these words, and everything sounds different when engaged in with a British accent. So I think some people's ears, they think it sounds more correct when somehow it comes with a British accent. And I'm listening to this British accent. coming from this woman who has been queen for 53 years, Lord. Oh. And I think about those words, and I listen to them, and I'm like, I don't know what country you think you're visiting. But the country you're describing does not exist. We have a president who is going to go down in history as with advocating. No, we're not going to extend hate crimes to gender and sexual orientation. No, we're not. And when we know the violence that's engaged in against certain citizens in this country, this is a country, despite some remarkable achievements by individuals, just like every other country in the world, there are remarkable achievements. By every country in the world has individuals that engage in remarkable achievements. I'm a firm believer in looking for the patterns and looking at the whole. This is also a country of remarkable, despite the PR campaign, remarkable intolerance. Remarkable. There are more women graduating from college, in colleges, than men. So explain to me why women's pay still lags behind men. Tell me why that. Remarkable intolerance. Did y'all get a chance to see the immigration rally that took place in L.A.? Police, it was peaceful. Not according to the LAPD. Now you see a bunch of brown-skinned people and it's time to rock and roll and commit crimes against them. Even Fox News was reporting that this was a problem. How bad does it have to be for Fox to recognize something like that? To articulate something like that? I see a pattern. I see a connection. I see dead people. And the things that happen in this country. And there is a connection with George Bush and a Republican Party pushing, no, we don't need additions to hate crimes. We don't want anything to be able to slow our roll. It's unfair to have additions to hate crimes. Isn't that something? I wonder if the poster child for this movement is Don Imus. What you think? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920. That's my long distance number, or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. And I'll be back to tell you about the road we're going to travel in today's show. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slowdowns due to fog, as well as northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. You've got fog approaching that area, as well as eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. You've got slowdowns again due to fog and your normal commute into downtown. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays due to the morning rush, and fog's not helping the matter there either. It's slow, especially in the left lanes as you approach Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the Illinois Bank into the Landing. Westbound 70 between 10th and Madison. Look for that stall is clear now at Madison, so you can expect no delays. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 270, 255 interchange. Look for some delays around that area. And then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for some slowdowns. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to cloudy, rain in the morning, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high in the lower 70s this evening, mostly cloudy, another chance for showers, patchy fog after midnight, a little low in the lower 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high around 80. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. And Sunday, partly cloudy once again with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have light, patchy rain and 66 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station where the issues matter most to you.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Hello out there, radio land. This is Pastor A.A. Boyd, a proud pastor of the Holy Olivet Baptist Church. I come on this radio station every Saturday, the Glory Time broadcast from 7 to 7:30. Will you turn me on? You'll certainly be glad you did. And God bless you.
Good day. This is Tumpe.
This is Balan Lane.
And this is Angel.
Together, we host Wonderful, a new talk show concerning relationships with God, family, and community. Please tune in every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Hear us there.
Yes, sir.
Previously on the Lone Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't. He doesn't know what to say.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I've always heard the words keeping church and state separate. And I've always thought that was a good idea. And I want to give an example of what I'm talking about. Now, it's been on the news about Archbishop Raymond Burr. He's forbidden Sheryl Crow to perform at a charity event. And he's also, prevented Senator McCaskill from speaking at her child's something at her school.
Her child's commencement address.
Yes. And then I heard that Rod Stewart wouldn't be coming either. And I for him to interfere in something at a fundraising event.
Well, no, if it's their fundraising event, I don't have any problem with saying that he can do that. Sure he can. It's a Catholic school. Her daughter goes to a Catholic school. Sure he can send out an edict saying who can come and who can't. It's a private institution. Yes, they can do that. But the problem that I have with him is the fact that they have gotten TIF money. They have gotten advantage politically in this town. They don't have to pay taxes in this town. Things like that, when they get the advantage of living in a society, in a democracy, and engaging in advantages that this society offers you, then I have a question about, oh, so you get to take the tax money stuff, but you can say no to individuals because of what they say in the public arena that's part of the democracy that we live in. That's what I have a problem with.
And that's a good reason for keeping this separate. And another thing, I didn't see him on television coming out as strongly talking about those child predator priests. I would have loved to see him on television.
Show you right.
Talking about them.
Show you right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Wouldn't it have been lovely to have seen the bishop move as quickly to prevent, a pedophile priest from going back into a classroom, a pedophile priest from terrorizing a child? Wouldn't it have been lovely to see him move as quickly, as decisively, as openly, as directly on that issue as he has on stem cell research? I'm just saying. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Our Congress and Senate have been enablers to this president, and I think we see one of the reasons now why they haven't been paying attention to him. They've been chasing the girls from the escort service.
Yep.
I'm waiting to see how that's going to come out.
Yep.
Somebody's got to silence that woman in a hurry.
Yep.
Did you see that list of phone numbers?
I did not see the list of phone numbers, but I talked about one person that has already resigned, a person that was involved with foreign relations and
I think he's number two in the State Department.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
But he said he was just getting a massage.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, from an escort service.
How many times a week?
Well, it's stressful in Washington, D.C. That's all apparently it's stressful.
Yes, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But now we start to get a hint for one of the reasons our enablers haven't been keeping an eye on this guy. Thanks, and you have
all
a good week.
Take care, you too. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I hope you can bear with me for a minute, but it kind of ticked me off when I know how hard you all work to to keep us informed, and when that person come to me and describe you all in the same tone that we were when I was down south, stayed down south for a while, when people from the north would come down the south and try to wake us up, you know, call you troublemakers and all, they just stirring up trouble, you know. It just ticked me off, you know. But I never hear them say that stuff about a man, you know. They do little men, you know. I never hear them say nothing about them in that way, you know. And I think it's kind of one more mindset we learn in our church, you know. They deny the importance of a woman, you know. The European went over there in Africa and they took the trenches scene and they shielded a woman. I thought husband, father, son, and woman. They shielded a woman out and put a Holy Ghost in there. So that really, and I hear you talk to some people on the radio, you know, that a God can really, could easily be described as a woman, and they don't want to give you that much credit, and I see some of y'all still going to my church and take your tithe and offering up there, and then they got some digging around there. They think that's a sole purpose to make sure y'all don't step on that little foot or two from that pulpit. And I just think.
All right.
Y'all need to wake up yourself.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You have a wonderful show as usual.
Well, thank you.
You know what? Just when I think that, you know, one of your previous shows can't get better, you keep on doing it. I don't know how you do it, but I'm just enjoying it. It makes my day.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. My comment is that now the cover has been ripped off this devil. America has went around the world calling herself a Christian nation. Christian, we know that the true term of that word is supposed to be Christ-like. I don't see anything Christ-like about this nation. In fact, it's the opposite of Christ-like.
Well, I think that there's a danger when we talk about the entire nation from that perspective, because there are individuals within this nation that I think engage in all kinds of wonderful, powerful, God-driven acts. Well, I think you probably are referring to the government that governs us.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at look at the president of Chavez. When he talked about Bush and he did his thing with the devil there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the list goes on. I can go back to the Ayatollah Khomeini when he made a comment about America being a great Satan. So, you know, we need to wake up and see America for what it is. And God right now, God is manifesting himself with exposing this devil for what he is.
Okay. All right, Carl. Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You on the wake up call?
Hey, Liz. Life is good. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
Well, I just want to let you know, my friend I was telling you about that lost his job up at Belleville Leaves because of his website links that was connected to it, and which he corrected the problem. He won arbitration last week.
Okay, and I'm sorry, refresh my recollection.
I was calling you back over the summer, back last year, and I was telling you about a friend of mine who had lost his job over at Belleville East because of his website.
What was his website?
STLblackout.com.
Okay.
And one of the teachers, I went to his website, and she found a link up there that she didn't like that belonged to somebody else.
Well, who was the link it belonged to?
It belonged to a wrestler named April Hunter.
Okay.
And my friend, you know, he took the link down off his website, you know, that belonged to the wrestler they interviewed because they produce a wrestling show also. So he won arbitration, but the district refused to allow him to come back to work.
Mm.
Yeah, now this is Belleville East we're talking about. And I want to talk about Francis Slate trying to open up a charter school.
Mm-hmm.
The nerve of this dude.
No, it's not nerve. It's greed. The charter schools.
The greed of this dude.
All right. Because he doesn't have any nerve because he does stuff behind in darkness and not in people's faces and does things in a very sneaky, sneaky way. He doesn't have nerve. He just has greed.
And Elliot Davis, when he was beating up the charter schools, not the charter schools, say those public schools, that hand puppet, Ron Jackson, was in the article. Maybe Ron was there to try to, you know, make the story look as worse than what it really was. He didn't touch upon nothing that Mary Slade, you know, his part in when he first brought that regime in with the suit salesman and everybody. I didn't see Elliot Davis touch on none of that. Now he's coming up on this crew that's in here now. Where was you at, Elliot Davis, when the man was getting $1 million for being a superintendent? Where was Elliot Davis?
$6 million. $6 million.
$6 million.
Okay.
Let me get my millions and dollars and cents straight.
There you go. And
Elliot Davis, to me, I don't think he's being true to the game.
Thanks for your call.
Have a good one. And Mayor Slade need to be voted out of office. And I hope Lewis Reed don't let us down. Cause I'm scared he is, Liz.
Oh, no, he's not.
I hope he don't.
No.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Well,
okay?
No. I mean, why? And he's gonna be joining us real soon on a regular basis. So no, that's
okay.
We
keep
all right.
My eyes open.
We all right.
All right, Liz. Take it easy. Mayor Slade need to go.
All right. Listen, folks. This is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this break. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Come on, there's a big sale going on down at Sears again. Friends and family, you need to go 10% off of everything, sale price, everything you need to get down to Sears this weekend through Monday. Take advantage of their friends and family sale. Also, you know the drill, barbecue on the lot, so get some good eats. Get on down to Sears, friends and family sale, 10% off everything sale, everything. Get down to Sears and tell them I told you to.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lisa Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lisa Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday, 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
And at times I wonder why I even try.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. A couple of things. I just want y'all to feel this. I want you to feel the government that is running the show right now. You know that the Veterans Affairs had a $1 billion shortfall. A $1 billion shortfall that has put veterans, you know, the ones that that Boy George, the backs that he's riding right now. I can't get out of this war because it's going to put our troops in harm's way. Excuse me? When you put them on the ship or on the plane to Iraq, you put them in harm's way. Remember, he's the dude that cares about the troops, who hurls the accusations that others don't care about the troops because they want them out now. Well, the veterans administration that's supposed to be looking after our veterans. You know what? Maybe the whole veterans thing is like the anti-abortion position held by so many. We care about the fetus, but we don't care about the baby when the baby gets here. After the soldiers become a veteran, then we don't care anymore. Check this out. $1 billion shortfall. $1 billion with a B that has put veterans' health care in peril. The Veteran Affairs officials that got us into that mess of the $1 billion shortfall. It don't matter to Boy George. You see a screw up, you reward them. The veteran officials that got us into the mess got bonuses ranging up to $33,000. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? The list of bonuses to senior career officials at the VA department in 2006 documents generous packages of more than $3.8 million in payments to people that caused the screw up. Also receiving top bonuses was the Deputy Undersecretary of Benefits, who helps manage the disability claim systems, the disability claim system that has a backlog of cases and delays of averaging 177 days in getting benefits to injured veterans. He got a bonus. Only in the world of Boy George. Annual bonuses to senior VA officials average more than $16,000. And you want to know how lucrative those bonuses are? They are the most lucrative bonuses in the entire government. Up is down, down is up, left is right, right is right, ain't even here anymore. In the world of Boy George, the people who cause the screw-ups get bonuses. Hundreds of thousands. I mean, just feel me on this. Feel me on this. Hundreds of thousands of veterans remain homeless every day. Hundreds of thousands more wait 6 months or more for VA disabilities. Hundreds of thousands more are being told that, no, your injuries are in your head. Your injuries are in your head. The VA officials are getting bonuses. Senator Daniel Akaya, chairman of the Senate's Veterans Affairs Committee, said that these payments represent entitlement for the most centrally placed or well-connected staff. I guess you got a good gig going. $33,000 bonus and the system went bankrupt almost. $33,000 bonus, and the system is paying benefits to very few people. Oh, Lord, if this is, are y'all clear about what it takes? What type of disconnection from reality you have to engage in order to be part of the world of Boy George? The people that are causing the screw-ups for our veterans are getting bonuses. 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 And bigger bonuses than anybody else in government. How the heck can that be? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Bonuses, y'all. Bonuses. 1-877-920. And don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, we have, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. I don't really want to do the show that we're going to be doing today, but we're going to be doing it. I'm not comfortable with it because it's going to make me make some changes that I don't want to. We're going to talk about makeup's ugly secret and makeup goes organic. What's really in your makeup? That's what we're going to be talking about in Wellness 101 today with Dr. Rosa Kincaid in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be going pink. We're going to be talking to members of Code Pink. Oh, they ain't done yet. They ain't done yet. Up in Washington, D.C. in Pelosi's face. Oh, we're going to be going a little pink in the 8 o'clock hour when we talk to Code Pink. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz Brown.
Fella on the car phone.
Bonuses,
did you hear me? Bonuses.
I went into the gas station with my hands up. I asked them not to take too much from me.
You were acting like a person at the Cardinals at the World Series game when they saw a cop, right? Just raise your hands and say, don't take all my stuff.
Yeah, don't take all of it, Liz.
The guy
behind the counter assured me that the oil company said that this summer, once it gets to 425, they're going to stop it there.
No, he didn't.
What he told me.
No, he didn't.
How long are we going to let these people rob? What happened? Did I miss the other Katrina?
You know what? And I don't pay attention to the news a lot. So maybe I missed it, too.
You know,
maybe I missed it out of the newspapers that I read.
Was it that oil refinery somebody burned down?
I don't know. But you know what? We must have missed it. We must have missed it. Gas was $3.39 a gallon. Wait a minute. Yesterday, gas at this one gas station that I pass every day was $3.39. When I passed it last night, it was $3.41.
Oh, yeah.
$3.41. It went up 3 cents. It is almost $4 a gallon.
These people are robbing us blind.
Oh, man.
And then they know the deal because they know George has only got a little over a year left. See, so they're getting it while they're getting it good because if everybody can remember, none of this happened until George Bush came into office.
Absolutely.
6 to 7 years ago.
Imagine how the Republicans would be howling if Bill Clinton was in office right now and gas was almost $4 a gallon.
People, don't forget, when they came into office, Dick Cheney had the private meeting with the oil companies that they didn't tell anybody about.
Absolutely.
And all he said was, don't worry, fellas, we're going into Iraq. Go ahead and work on the gas.
And he said, and none of y'all Americans can find out what I ever said to these people because I'll go to my grave saying, it ain't none of your business. Ain't none of your business.
They're killing us, Liz.
Killing us. Killing us.
Thanks
for your call. Almost $4 a gallon. What you going to do? Almost $4 a gallon. It went up 3 cents in one day. $3.41 a gallon. What was it a week ago? It's gone up 13 cents.
cents overnight. You tell me what justifies that. Come on, I want to hear from you BDs out there. Talk to me, you Bush defenders out there. You tell me why gas is almost $4 a gallon. My name is Liz Brown. You need to stay with me. I ain't done here.
The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you sustain?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. History today and horses tomorrow. Queen Elizabeth's schedule is jam-packed on her visit to the colonies. ABC's Nick Watt is traveling with Her Majesty in Virginia, and he tells us that she's really looking forward to her plans tomorrow, which include a visit to the Kentucky Derby, which combine two of her favorite things, horses and hats. By the way, the Queen has brought 51 toppers. Today she is going to Jamestown to mark the 400th anniversary of the first permanent settlement in the U.S. When you put 10 politicians on the stage and you give them 90 minutes to talk, you probably won't hear much. Then again, you might get an earful. ABC's Alex Stone was at the first GOP presidential debate of the 2008 campaign, which was held at the Ronald Reagan Library in California.
Among the Republican frontrunners, there was no wavering when it came to efforts in Iraq.
If we withdraw, there will be chaos, there will be genocide, and they will follow us home.
John McCain in the MSNBC debate, Rudy Giuliani said America should not retreat in the face of terrorism. The Republican stance contrasted with what Democrats said in their debate last week when all eight Democrats called for an end to military action in Iraq. Alex Stone, ABC News, Simi Valley, California.
One of the Democratic frontrunners in the race for the White House is rolling a little bit larger these days. Barack Obama has a Secret Service detail. Usually candidates don't get one until much later in the campaign. But Senator Dick Durbin says Obama is not your average candidate.
Senator Obama is finding crowds at campaign stops that breaking all records. Naturally, it's encouraging politically, but it's also raised a lot of security concerns.
A law enforcement official also mentioned there was possible racist chatter on websites about Obama, who is biracial.
The power. Feels good.
Spider-Man 3 opens nationwide today, but some diehard fans of Peter Parker and company lined up last night to get a seat at one of the midnight screenings shown at various theaters across the country. This is ABC News.
Never miss your favorite shows with a free DVR upgrade from Dish Network. Introducing Dish DVR Advantage. The two-room DVR comes standard. Plus, get over 200 channels, free standard professional installation, and 3 free months of HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, or Starz Movie Pack. All for just $39.99 a month for 10 months. Call 1-888-499-DISH today. Offer ends 5/31/07. Subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee. 18-month commitment and credit card auto pay with online billing. 10-month discount requires mail-in redemption. Restrictions apply, including early cancellation fee.
It's your grass, your flowers, your hedges, and your ideas. It's your yard, and now is when you need to get out there. At Ace Hardware, we're here to help you.
Right now, the lawn and garden department at your neighborhood Ace is blooming with fertilizers, bug killers, hoses and sprinklers, garden tools and barbecue stuff. Plus, a team of Ace folks to help you get just what you need to make it beautiful.
Come to Ace and find everything for your yard, plus expert advice to make your yard work, work. Ace, the helpful place.
Paris Hilton may soon begin a stay in the Hard Knocks Hotel. ABC's Dave Alpert has a story.
Prosecutors are recommending jail time for Paris Hilton for violating her probation in an alcohol-related reckless driving case.
We have asked for 45 days in jail as well as 90 days of monitoring for alcohol consumption.
The message from City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo is clear.
Paris Hilton will be treated like anybody else who has conducted his or herself in this manner.
She's accused of violating her probation by driving on a suspended license. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Here's a question for you. What do Rosie O'Donnell, Leonardo DiCaprio, and George Clooney all have in common? They've made Time Magazine's list of the world's most 100 influential people. Also on the list, Sacha Baron Cohen, who introduced the world to Borat.
It is sort of social satire. There are points he's making about racism, about how we interact, that you know, you can laugh at it on one level, but there is a smart level going on as well.
Times Addy, Ignatius Dari, Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Burns-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, friends and family said goodbye to Josh Hancock yesterday. Hancock's teammates on the St. Louis Cardinals were among those who attended a public memorial service in Tupelo, Mississippi. The 29-year-old pitcher died on Sunday after he crashed into a flatbed tow truck on a St. Louis highway. Autopsy results have not been released and toxicology tests are pending. A man has been charged in a crash that killed a 79-year-old grandmother. Police reports say 45-year-old Dion Loosley was driving well over the speed limit when he crashed into the car of Juanita Jacobsmeyer in November. The report also says that alcohol was a contributing factor in the crash, but Loosley is not being charged with DUI. He faces charges of second-degree involuntary manslaughter and leaving the scene of an accident. Finally this hour, a legendary local DJ has passed away. Roderick G. Rod King, also known as Dr. Jockenstein, died early Monday at St. Anthony's Medical Center after a long illness. The Florissant native worked at several radio stations during his career, which began in the 1970s. Friends and fans remember King as a gentleman and a true radio personality. He was also a community activist and worked to reduce gang warfare and promote anti-drug rallies. King was inducted into the St. Louis Radio Hall of Fame in 2004. He was 55. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. A lot going on in traffic. Westbound 70 at Hanley and Cypress. Look for an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. That's near Cypress. Southbound 170 between Brentwood and 40. Look for an accident reported right at 40. Expect stop-and-go traffic in both those situations. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Slow traffic due to the morning rush and fog's not helping out there as well. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, you've got slowdowns due to the fog. Eastbound 70 from St. Charles Rock Road through Lindbergh. Look for an accident in opposing lanes, so expect delays around that area as well. Westbound 270 at 367 New Florissant, slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays due to fog. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road, you've got some slowdowns due to the fog as well. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for delays. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow already this morning. Northbound 270 between Dorset and 70, look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270, look for delays. And westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue and 5570 split, look for slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing at this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to cloudy, rainy this morning, and possibly this afternoon. Thunderstorms are expected, highs in the lower 70s. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers. Patchy fog after midnight, low in the lower 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny throughout the day. High around 80. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have light rain and 66 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for
you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the below that the below made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can
the truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. Yes, indeedy dandy. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. I decided to do a little bit of some research because I wanted to cover this story today. And I wanted to cover this story, and I hope to have an expert on in a little bit to talk more about this story. Gasoline prices went up over 20 cents in some neighborhoods last night. Over 20 cents a gallon. I am reading a story out of L.A., That just came on the wire 43 minutes ago. They're paying $3.25 for a gallon of regular gas. A gallon of regular gas. $3.25. Drivers, they say, are fed up with prices. Gas prices jumped more than 20 cents overnight. People are saying that these prices are insane. People are asking the question that we're asking on this show, was there an oil spill the size of Alaska overnight? What is causing this gas price? And what do the experts at Michigan Petroleum Association say? Gas prices normally rise this time in anticipation of summer travel. Who's going to be traveling this summer with gasoline prices almost $4 a gallon? One driver is saying the people of the United States are letting big government and big companies just take over and do whatever they want to. So is the answer this? Do they know something that we're not willing to admit? that we have to drive to get to wherever we're going, so we're going to pay that money. I think that, here's what I think is going to happen. Oh, we will pay money to put in our gas tanks, but we won't be buying things. We won't be going to the grocery store as often. We won't be going to the movies as often or at all. Gasoline prices are almost $4 a gallon, and it's May, for Christ's sake. It's May. It is May. Gasoline prices jumped 20 cents overnight. I wish OPEC and the refineries would stop looking in our faces and lying to us and just tell us we raise the prices because we can. Shut up. That's why the prices are going up. 20 cents overnight. The short answer is that it's a problem with our domestic refineries. Typically, in the weeks leading up to May 1st, prices rise because the nation's refineries cut their productions to do their seasonal maintenance, reverting from winter to summer blend fuels. At this time of the year, demand stays high, but gas inventories are lower than we'd like to see. Over the past 13 weeks, gas inventories have continued to decline. We try to raise it as little as possible, and we're selling it right now for a few cents over cost. We're not happy about it either. You know what? Kiss my grits. Kiss all my grits. You a lie and the truth ain't in ya. Dayton.
Hey, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. These people are ridiculous. You know, in Iran, gas prices, 29 cents a gallon, you know. Have you heard about that?
29 cents a gallon, and you know what else? You know, all of the bombings, all of the mayhem, all of the absence of order
in
Iraq.
Wait a minute.
No, the one thing that has happened is their oil production has not dropped any measurable way. So explain that. With all the chaos going on over in Iraq, the one thing that has remained stable is that.
Yeah. And listen, I remember when gas was 29 cents hit, you know. I wasn't old enough to drive, but I remember. And let me say this. If the black and the white folks pull out of them big oil companies, they can't raise prices. Power.
All right now, and you speak to a wonderful thing, because on May 15th, nobody's supposed to buy any gasoline. Put it on your calendar. Nobody's supposed to buy any gasoline on May 15th. I'll be talking to you about that more when I get back. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
I'm Field Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So,
Live your life like it's golden and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Developing Healthy Relationships is a free program in 4 sessions beginning Saturday, May 5th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. All sessions will be held at Woman's Place at 7372 Marietta Avenue in Maplewood. Pre-registration is required. For more info, call 314-645-4848. Something for Women from WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to attend to. Bob.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
In relation to the gas situation, if you can say BP, British Petroleum, and if they can make $30 billion profit and still get government subsidies in the billions of dollars, why should they not continue to dig it to us as much as they can?
92% of economists that were surveyed April 20th to 25th said that gas prices were having a minor impact on the economy in the first half of the year. 6% said they were having a major impact, and one economist said they were having no impact at all. The shock value of $3 of gallon gasoline is over. We've seen that before, and it's no big deal.
No, you use your card, you serve yourself, and the band keeps on playing. Mike, what I wanted to talk to you about today was something that you have been speaking about over the years, and I just wanted to look at how it has come down.
Bob, we have a really bad connection. I'm going to ask you to call back because we have a really, really, really bad connection.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
D.
When someone steals your gas during these times, sometimes your gauge won't move, and when you get in your car to start it, it won't start, and you don't know what's wrong with it. And then some slickster will walk up and help you and fix it miraculously. And, you know, watch out for that. But everybody should keep a gallon can handy. I don't know if you should keep it in your car. I don't know how legal that is. But you should have access to a gallon of gas someplace. Thanks, Dr. Brown.
All right. Thank you, D. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. In April 1997, there was a gas out conducted nationwide in protest of gas prices. Gasoline prices dropped 30 cents overnight. On May 15th, all internet users are not to go to a gas station in protest of high gasoline prices. Now just think about this. There are 73 million American members currently on the internet network. The average car takes about $30 to $50 to fill up in most places. If all American internet users did not go to the pump on the 15th, It would take almost $3 billion out of the oil company pockets for just one day. So please do not go to the gas stations on May 15th. I mean, why? Just don't pump gas on May 15th. Do something. Because the fact, I mean, engage in some acting, and who knows where it's going to take you. The young people who sat in at City Hall, what they wanted was an opportunity to have a conversation about what the impact on taking away the accreditation of St. Louis Public Schools before the end of the year would have. They wanted to talk about that. Little did they know that their one singular act has put the St. Louis Public Schools in a position to fight back against this wrongful takeover. You never know what your impact is going to be when you engage in a collective act against unrighteous power. You never know what your impact is going to be. I say, okay, let's do this. Let's not buy any gas. Let's not pump any gas on May 15th. Who knows how it's going to impact the world? I can't imagine that a business like that can take a hit that day, that way. And you never know if it's going to fuel people will shoot. If this worked on May 15th, then let's do it on May 17th. Then let's do it on May 20th. Do it on May 15th. Do not buy any gas. Now, you know, I've thought about this, and I've said this before. Well, some people are going to fill up their tanks on the 14th. Not at $3.45 a gallon, he ain't. I know all y'all out there are not filling your tanks up the way that you did. You're only going in there and getting a little bit anyway. Don't go to the gas pumps on May 15th. Don't pump any gas. Don't pump any gas. And here's another thing. Don't go into any of the stores at the gas stations. Don't go into any of those, what do they call them? And I think that this is pretty wicked considering the price of gas. They call them convenience stores. What's convenient about paying $4 a gallon of gas? What's convenient about that, and what's convenient about me making you rich on all with the sodas that I buy when I'm in there? Don't go to any of those places on May 15th. None of them. Don't pump gas on May 15th. It went up 20 cents overnight. No. Just say no. Mary.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, is this going to be a nationwide thing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's great. And
pass
also,
it on, though. Pass it on.
Liz.
Yes.
Have you noticed some stations that has the gas maybe two or three pennies cheaper? Have you ever noticed your hand on your gas meter and where it is when you pay a certain amount that sometimes those stations are you feel that they're cheating on their mileage of their gallons?
Cheating on their mileage.
When you get a gallon of gas, they're cheating on the gallon of gas that you're getting, and you're not really getting a gallon of gas at some of these stations. You don't notice that?
No, I don't. I'm not clear on what you're saying. Are you saying that?
Well, you might ask for, you know where your hand is and what the price is, like you have a half a tank of gas.
Oh, the hand on your
and you know where your hand is, and you know the price of the gas.
Mary, I'm sorry, I'm confused by the word hand. Do you mean the meter on your gas gauge?
Yeah.
Okay.
The meter.
Okay.
A meter on your gas gauge. You know where it's located and
right.
Where it is when you get on half full.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in this station and you say you're going to get $20 worth of gas, and you see this hand hardly moves that much, and you can go and pay the regular price at some other station, it moves quite a bit on that same position. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you say to yourself, look like I didn't get enough gas. And you say, I get a fill-up sometime. When I get a certain place, I get a fill-up. And some stations are actually cheating on the mileage of your gas, Liz, and
okay.
You have to watch it.
Yeah, you do.
And if you don't watch it, you won't know the difference. You just pay whatever they say.
Got to roll.
But
thanks,
people should also carpool if they can, too.
That's
that
right.
Would help.
That's right. Taking a break. Stay with me.
morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. A lot of things going on out in the traffic area. Westbound 70 between Hanley and Cypress. Accident shoulders blocked us near Cypress. Look for stop traffic. Southbound 170, Brentwood through 40. Look for an accident on the ramp to Edgar Road. Westbound Edgar is closed at 170, so look for delays there. You can expect stop traffic. Northbound 55 from 61 through 67. There's an accident around 67, so expect delays. Eastbound 70 from 270 through Lindbergh. Look for an accident in the opposing lanes. It's causing a lot of delays. Westbound 55-70 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic due to fog. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. You've got the normal slowdowns, plus you add fog into the mix, and you've got a whole lot of problems out there. Westbound 270 from 367 through New Florissant, look for delays. Northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry and all the way back through Tesson Ferry, look for delays due to the 44 interchange, and the fog down there is not helping as well. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got slowdowns due to fog. Eastbound 40 from Lindbergh through McKnight, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 54, or westbound Kingbridge traffic moving into the landing, expect delays. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and 5570, look for heavy volume there. Northbound 270 at Clayton and Ladue, look for delays. And also, that is a look at your traffic for this hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, cloudy, rain in the morning, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high in the lower 70s. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers. Fog after midnight with a low in the lower 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high around 70. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low in the lower 60s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 66 degrees and light rain. Lambert Field is reporting 66 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you. Was Sheikh Jerry Lewis Bey the Moor a government target or gangster? Read the Jerry Lewis Bey story and decide for yourself. Available online at Amazon.com or locally at the Ujamaa Bookstore. Published by Stallion Group Publications.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Gotcha!
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, Liz.
Good morning.
One way to really effectively get to these gas companies is you pick one particular gas company and don't buy gas from them for like 2 months. Then after 2 months, switch to a different company.
I agree. I agree that that is another strategy. I agree that that is another effective strategy. I'm just trying to say that on May 15th, don't anybody buy any gas. That's all. Go ahead.
But I'm thinking, you know, if they don't have cash flow for like 2 months.
I agree with that. But right now the plan is on this one day, don't buy any gas on May 15th. I mean, okay. Can you be down with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, and I understand that. And maybe that's where we'll end up going, that a particular station will be targeted. But for right now, it's one day, May 15th, no gas.
Yeah. Well, just keep that idea alive, and hopefully it'll spread.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And there are all a whole bunch of strategies out there, and we should be talking about all of them. You know, I think it's a great, great idea to have a bunch of different strategies out here because this is ridiculous. 20 cents a gallon overnight. There is no way on God's green earth that you can tell me that that jump was legitimate. You can't tell me. You can't tell me that. It was not justified. It was not legitimate. It was not right. It is nothing but greed. Greed, 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 greed. And what you gonna do about it? I know you can't afford, who can afford $4 a gallon gas? What, are they just walking us up to $4 a gallon to prepare us for five? No, it stops here. It stops now. 1-877-920-WGNU.
Hey, Liz. Good morning. How you doing?
Outstanding.
All right. Yes, Liz. It is the big payback, and I have been advocating on the May 15th, Liz, no one buy any gasoline.
That's right.
Nowhere, because we have failed all me running the country. And another thing, Liz, how you can get the best measurement out of your gallon of gasoline, like the senior lady was saying a little earlier, a couple of callers earlier, was get a one-gallon can, and if the price of gasoline is about $3.15, pay $3.15, and you will see how far that gallon goes in your gas can. And that's one way of measurement. Are they cheating us out of, you know, a gallon of gasoline?
Just fill up your, just go this, with an item that you know and that you can see whether
right.
or not there's,
there you go.
Okay,
there,
gotcha.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Have a good day, Liz.
Take care of yourself.
Good work.
All right
now.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Bob.
Yes, Liz, I'll be quick. Just as you and I knew that Ollie North was he took the cover up for the Iran-Contra thing, and that's what people still think today, when it was George Bush and Ronald Reagan that pulled off the deal. They're preparing now for the two least people with the least influence in this administration, Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, to be the fall guys for Condoleezza Rice not telling them that there was going to be an attack before 9/11, and Colin Powell for sending our troops off to war by his statement at the United Nations. And with all of the influential people, Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Rove, and Rumsfeld, and all the rest of them, now that Dick Durbin has admitted that he was in the finance, the Senate Intelligence Committee along with 16 other senators, and they heard these lies being told to the people that were different than what they were listening, and they didn't speak. And now George Tenet comes out trying to protect himself for a $4 million book deal and say that he also knew, and he didn't tell them that. But now the whole political spectrum on both sides and the media and even the American people are willing to let history decide that it was Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice little influence on anything that was going on.
You know what? Condoleezza Rice was buying $1,000 shoes when Katrina hit the state of Alabama. That's what you get. As I used to say when I was little, goody for you.
Well, my last statement is just what you said. If you lie down with dogs, you will get up with fleas.
That's fact.
And I hope these wannabe politicians understand that.
Understand it.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Daryl.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I just wanted to talk about my 20-year-old. He's in college. He's got a little part-time job where he's making, he's getting about 32 hours a week sometimes. And the gas prices are killing him. Even though he has an economic car, he has a little Nissan. You know, he's finding it harder and harder to make it from check to check.
Let's say that you're a pizza delivery person.
Right.
You're making a buck per pizza. How do you do it when gas is $3.50 a gallon?
You don't do it. And it seems like this is the plan. They're making it almost impossible for our kids to even get out here. He pays insurance, Liz. He's 20 years old. His car insurance is almost $200 a month.
Mm.
Never been in an accident, but this is how we get raped every day. And as a parent, I'm sick of these liars. I am sick of these liars. And I watched that Klan rally in Simi Valley last night, and it was a joke.
You're talking about what
that supposed debate.
Oh.
There's about 1 million people that feel the same way about George Bush that John McCain feels about Osama bin Laden. For all the people that George Bush, all the innocent people, that this man is murdered.
Mm.
We know they set this oil thing into play.
Absolutely.
Dick Cheney had his,
absolutely,
he had his meeting.
Absolutely.
And then, doesn't he work for us? How dare them say we can't find out as American people what the meeting was all about, but yet we're feeling it every day. There's got to be a breaking point coming soon, because I'm tired as a citizen of getting raped by corporate America with these politicians in their pocket, and they can just keep on twisting, but pretty soon it's going to break on them. You have a good day.
And May 15th, don't buy any
don't
gas.
Worry.
Don't buy any gas on May 15th.
I'm going to put plaques on my car, Liz, as I drive up and down the highway every day with that sign on there saying, do not buy gas on May 15th. That's what I'm going to do.
And just think about it. Think about the how things are going to be set off, how it's going to be set off in the summertime when Highway 40 shut down.
Yeah.
And people are going to have to be sitting on the highway,
yep,
idling their $4 a gallon gasoline.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be, people going to be setting it off. People going to be setting it off.
They're already talking $4.50 by the middle of the summer. They've lost their mind.
They can't
even go to Iraq and steal oil right.
Mm.
Have a good day.
Ouch. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Let me hold you over. My name is Liz Brown. We're taking a break. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, and a wonderful sale that's going on this weekend. That's right. Friends and families, what better place to go with your friends and your family than Sears right there at Union and Natural Bridge? Great sale, 10% off of sale price items, 10% off of everything. Get on down to Sears, and you know what else they have? They have that wonderful barbecue waiting for you right there in the lot. Go on down to Sears, get your shop on, great deals, great bargains. Friends and families gathering at Sears this weekend, and the sale lasts through Monday. Tell them I told you to.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is the Reverend E.L. Sims, the pastor of the Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2601 Marcus. If you want to hear the true, unadulterated Word of God, I invite you to join me every Saturday morning. God speaks in a mighty way, and He has a message of salvation that you can't afford to miss. So listen every Saturday morning for the Grace Tabernacle Radio Ministry at 9:30, right here on WGNU.
The Curtains Up Theater Company presents Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at SIUE's Dunham Hall from Thursday through Sunday. Performances will be 7:30 p.m. from Thursday through Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are $12, $10 for seniors and students, and $5 for children under 6. Reservations may be made by calling 618-692-9934. To find out more, visit curtainsuptheater.com. Something for you from WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
I just want to add another component to the fact that you're saying that the greed of the oil companies just gone out of control. But one more component to that, I think, is the fact that the bullied boy George has made enemies out of two of the biggest oil-producing countries in the world, Venezuela and Iran. And because he's so petulant, because Hugo Chavez called him a devil, we're being punished in a way by the fact that they're closing down all the oil filling stations that are serviced by Venezuelan oil.
But we're not stop buying their oil. You know, that's the joke. Okay, yeah, you closed down the gas station, but this country is still buying that oil.
Well, I don't know where they're putting it to, but it certainly doesn't encourage us getting all the oil that we can so that the prices can come down.
It's an obscenity that is being inflicted upon us.
Yes, and I think he's running the country like a corporation, and he's such a petulant little boy that if anybody goes against him, he feels like he has to bully them.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Dr. Brown?
Yes.
This is Dolores. I've been sneaking and filling up the gallon containers at the service station. They can see you. And those pumps are computerized. And they know what to do. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we got to figure out. But they know when you're putting it in the containers, because I do get adequate amount in the container, but not in my gas tank.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. In the 9 o'clock hour, I will be joined by Dr. Rosa Kincaid because it's Wellness 101. We're going to be talking about makeup. I want to have this conversation. We're going to be talking about what's in makeup, what you need to know about what's in makeup, what are you putting on your face. I'm going to be talking about that and some alternatives. So you don't want to miss that show at 9 o'clock with Wellness 101. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, that would be the hour coming up, we're going to be talking to Code Pink. Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking to Code Pink. What's the latest about impeachment? What's the latest about this war effort? What's the latest about Nancy Pelosi? Have the Democrats caved on this piece of legislation that George Bush has vetoed? We're going to be talking to Code Pink. They have another action that's planned. Well, you don't want to miss the discussion that hour. And I do want to remind you all that on May 15th, do not go to the pumps. No, and pass it on. Pass it on to everybody that you know. I don't think it'll be a hard thing to do. Remind everybody that you know, don't pump any gas on May 15th. This is ridiculous. It shouldn't be hard to do. I know you're not filling up your tanks the way you used to. It shouldn't be hard to do. May 15th, don't buy any gas. Don't buy any gas. We got to do something to bring these prices down. We got to do something to bring these prices down. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Strong demand, low supplies. That's why gas prices jumped 20 cents last night. What's strong demand? What's strong demand? And these companies are making billions of dollars in profit. Every year, billions of dollars in profit. And you all cannot anticipate an event that's supposed to happen every year? You all can't anticipate an event like this and deal with it? You act like it's a surprise every time this happens every year. Whoa, golly. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to slow down the refineries. That's why prices. Why can't you anticipate that? Why isn't that built into your business model? Why is it that you're allowed once a year to just arbitrarily kick it up as high as you want to? Well, this is the time of the year that we shut our inventories down and we shut our machines down and we do spring cleaning, and that's just when prices are going to go up. You a lie, and the truth ain't in you. Well, the billions of dollars in profit, I think that you could come up with a plan so it doesn't have to be like this. And the reason why you haven't, because you're lying. You take advantage of this period of time every single year. To gouge us and to get us on that place. Okay, one year we're going to do $1.99. Oh, my God, gasoline's going to be $2 a gallon. And then you ease us right on up to $2.50. The next year, it's $2.99 a gallon at the same time. Then he eases right on up to $3, and so on, and so on, and so on. Gasoline prices rose 20 cents overnight. 20 cents overnight. Over the past 13 weeks, gas inventories are getting lower and lower, so they say. We're being took. We're being took bad. And what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? I say the first thing that we can do is on May 15th, we can make certain that we don't pump a single bit of gas. Not a single bit of gas. Not a single bit of gas. May 15th, nobody go to the pumps. Nobody go to the pumps. Because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, I will be joined by Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101. We're going to be talking about what's really in that makeup that you put on your face. It's going to be a difficult show for all of us, but I know you're going to want to listen to it at 9 o'clock. Then in the next hour, I'm going to be joined by Code Pink. We're going to be talking about what's happening up in Washington, D.C., the impeachment issues, the Hillary Clinton issues, Nancy Pelosi issues, all of that and more in the 9 o'clock hour. I mean, next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour. Doris.
Yes, Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you noticed the gas hand when you're pumping your gas? It goes real fast. It looked like they're stealing. Like, gas seemed like it's go from 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 till you get to the end of what you'd have paid for.
You know what? None of us trust them for anything anymore, do we? There's no reason to trust him for anything. You know, are we really getting a gallon of gas?
That's right. And also, have you noticed with all these gas stations going up on each corner, 2 and 3 and 4 gas stations on each corner, maybe that's what we're paying for.
We're paying for their corporate greed.
Yeah.
You know, bottom line is, and remember, on May 15th, don't buy anybody's gas.
Oh, I would spread the word.
All right, spread the word.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. Have a great weekend. Albert.
Morning.
Good morning.
There was an article about 3 months ago about how the gas companies had done a survey, and they had figured out that America would not be upset until the gas was up around $4.02 or something like that a gallon. And it seems to me that maybe in their strategy to continue to make more money, what they're doing is they're just following what the survey has already said, and they're going up at will.
Because they know that the pain won't be felt until it hits that $4 mark.
Right, that's exactly right. They said that pain won't be felt until it hits around $4, so they know what the threshold of pain is, and so they'll carry you all the way up to that threshold of pain. At $3.98, America supposedly will still pay and won't be upset as much.
Jesus. May 15th. Thanks for your call, Albert.
Sure.
Well, my name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back with Code Pink. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you sit
down? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help with getting by.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Another important meeting at an international summit in Egypt. The U.S. meeting with the nation it considers one that harbors terrorists. But again, the only thing that it's talking about with this nation is Iraq. ABC's Jim Sciutto is there.
U.S. officials confirming here that the U.S. and Iranian ambassadors to Iraq have met here in Sharm el-Sheikh. Not the ministerial level, not Secretary Rice and the Iranian foreign minister. The ambassadorial level, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, calling it, quote, a brief encounter, where they discussed only Iraq issues, not other issues such as Iran's nuclear program, a chance at Secretary Rice to get countries to commit to do something about Iraq.
Iraq's neighbors agreed to stand behind the Shiite-led government as Baghdad includes more Sunni Arabs in the political process. The stage was pretty crowded at last night's Republican presidential debate. 10 guys on stage, one who wasn't there, who may be running, has something planned for tonight.
There was one man not on stage who's trying to make a splash out here. Former Senator Fred Thompson from Tennessee. You may know him better as Arthur Branch from Law and Order. He hasn't even declared whether he's running for president. Still, he's giving a speech out here tonight, and the timing, no coincidence.
That's ABC's John Berman at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. A frontrunner for the Democratic nomination's rolling with a big entourage these days. Barack Obama now has a Secret Service detail.
Last night in New York, Obama's new Secret Service protection was clearly visible as he arrived at a campaign event. It's the earliest in an election cycle that the Secret Service has placed a presidential candidate under its protection, but there have been concerns for months.
That's ABC's Jake Tapper in Washington. Today, history, tomorrow, horses, and both days, eye-catching hats. ABC's Nick Watt has more on Queen Elizabeth's trip to the colonies.
Daria, this trip is all about history. Today, it's remembering the 400th anniversary of the settlement of Jamestown. The Queen is here to reinforce, to cement the relationship between Britain and the U.S., a relationship that she says is central to both countries. Daria?
ABC's Nick Watt. Tomorrow, Her Majesty goes to the Kentucky Derby. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I think the dryer's broken. It's making a terrible noise.
Huh. Oh, you know, maybe it's because someone put this softball in it.
Oh. Will you look at that?
Ready for new appliances? Right now, get up to a $250 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate with select Maytag appliances, including the exclusive new Maytag Bravos laundry pair. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 5/30 in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
If your car or truck is ready for new tires before your wallet is, hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy tires now and pay later with our genuine service credit card. Plus, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. New tires, installed by Ford-trained experts. Buy now and pay later. See your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details today. Offer ends June 30th.
Your best defense against a biological or chemical attack someday might be right in your hands or on your ear. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
Someday, this might alert you to a biological attack. Or say this to a chemical attack. USA Today reports the government is researching cell phones as detectors of radiation, toxic chemicals, or biological agents. It is far too early to tell if it's feasible, but in theory, detector cell phones with GPS devices would alert first responders to where and how an attack might be taking place. Since cell phones are so common, the detectors could be virtually everywhere. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Bob Dylan may be the voice of a generation, but he's not too popular with kindergartners. A legendary singer apparently wanted to spend more time with his grandson, so he offered to visit the class and sing every week. Some of the students are telling their parents, meanwhile, that some weird guy's showing up with a guitar. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a suspect has been arrested in an attack on a woman in Alton, Illinois. 41-year-old Michael Wood of Hardin was arrested yesterday in Bethalto. He had been charged with attempted aggravated criminal sexual assault and armed criminal violence. Authorities say Wood attempted to assault the woman on Monday night, but ran away after a bystander came to her aid. Wood is in jail on $100,000 bond. The mayor of East St. Louis is claiming voter fraud in a recent election. Carl Officer lost to Alvin Parks Jr. by 33 votes. Officer claims he has proof that illegal votes were cast in last month's election. Officer says that voters from vacant buildings and lots and even a deceased former school superintendent cast ballots in the election. Officer says he is not accusing Parks of illegal activity. The election board will certify the results this afternoon, and Parks is expected to be sworn in next Thursday. Finally this hour, a Ferguson man is suing an area tattoo parlor. The day after the Cardinals won the 2006 World Series, Jason Harris went to the parlor in the University City Loop to get a tattoo reading St. Louis Cardinals World Series Champions 2006. However, the tattoo artist misspelled world and wrote the year 2000 instead of 2006. Harris is suing for negligence and carelessness and is seeking at least $25,000 in damages. The owner of the tattoo parlor says he gave Harris a refund and offered a free correction. Harris's lawyer says fixing the tattoo will be, quote, painful and expensive. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Florissant and slow traffic. Northbound 270 to Teson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 70 at Natural Bridge in Cypress. Look for that accident cleared. It's around Cypress, so expect slowdowns as well. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for delays. Northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway into 44. You can expect slowdowns there as well. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight. Look for delays. And westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue and 5570 merge. Look for slowdowns. That is a look at your traffic for this hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to cloudy, rain this morning, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high in the lower 70s for this evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, patchy fog overnight with a low in the lower 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high around 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 80 as well. Currently at studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 65 degrees and light rain. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you say? To use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brothers. Talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
citizenship. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, that's real simple. Revolution@LizBrown.com. That's revolution@LizBrown.com. Or check me out at LizBrown.com. 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that on May 15th, we're asking everybody in America to do not buy any gas. That's the day we're not buying any gas. Put it on your calendar. Tell your children. Pass it on. We're not buying any gas on May the 15th. There are a lot of other actions that are going on out there. I think it's a fabulous thing. I think it's a remarkable thing that so many things are going on out there. And Mother's Day weekend is coming up on May the 10th. And on that day, Code Pink, that's Women for Peace, is gathering in Washington, D.C. We need to talk to them about why. To facilitate that conversation, I have joining me from Venice, California, Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Mother's Day weekend, Washington, D.C., Code Pink, what's happening?
Well, we've been walking the halls of Congress every day since January 3rd. We've been in hearings. We've been to different members of Congress and the Senate offices. We're camped outside of Nancy Pelosi's office in San Francisco and Washington. So we decided to, for Mother's Day, to do something different, that we would bring the mothers who've really paid the price of this war to D.C. to join us in walking the halls. So with us will be mothers whose sons and daughters have been wounded in Iraq, who've died. We have a woman coming with us whose son 2 weeks ago committed suicide because he couldn't deal with the memories. And so they will come as mothers and walk the halls of Congress with us. Annie Nelson, Willie Nelson's wife, will join them, and Cindy Sheehan, and Colonel Ann Wright, and we'll carry the message of the, you know, why there is a Mother's Day, and that was the call by Julia Ward Howe, that women arise and in war.
And I noticed that you talked, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi's name. Nancy Pelosi has been quoted as saying, as a mother, I will exhaust every remedy for peace. How do you feel about what Nancy Pelosi has been doing since she's been elected speaker?
I think she's done some good things. I think around getting us out of Iraq, she's been playing the political compromise game instead of the leadership that she could have played, where she could have just said, you know, no supplemental, here's what I'm going to write, it's enough money to bring the troops home in the next few months, and that's all Congress is going to give you. And she didn't do that, and instead she started to play the compromise game, which confused everyone, and now, you know, it looks like we have a victory where there's, you know, bringing the troops, you know, the possibility of bringing half the troops home in a year and a half. And when you know that the troops need to come home, when you know that they are in harm's way, when you know they're not doing anything good, I mean, if they were doing something good, if they were benefiting the Iraqi people, if there was something, if they were being welcomed with open arms and they were rebuilding Iraq, then there would be no reason to bring them home in the first place. But when you know that they're illegally, immorally, unconstitutionally, and that they are creating violence, that they are not rebuilding a country, that they're creating more terrorism, then you should bring them home as soon as you know that.
And not only should you bring them home as soon as you know that, add to that the fact that what we are doing there outside of the troops is immoral and reprehensible. When we have a reconstruction that is going on that is not working, when we have reconstruction that is going on that the money is gone but the reconstruction has not taken place, when you add that to the mix, that's even more of a reason to bring them home, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. And it's, I mean, not just that it's not working, but that it also fuels what's happening, because the money for reconstruction, if some studies have shown, is actually funding the militias that kill our soldiers.
When you were walking the halls of Congress, I imagine that for Code Pink, walking the halls of Congress since January of this year, you went in with some hope and some expectations given the Democratic majority. I want to talk to you about what that has been like since January, walking the halls, because you walked them before when it wasn't a Democratic majority. I want to talk to you about if there are any differences. I'm talking to Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink, joining us from Venice, California. They are going to be holding a gathering in Washington, D.C. on Mother's Day weekend. We're going to be talking more about that. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis of the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this morning with Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink. She's joining us from Venice, California. And, Jody, so what's it like walking the halls of the Congress now that there is a Democratic majority?
Changes is that there are actually hearings taking place about what's going on in Iraq. I believe now there's been close to 100 hearings where people have to come in and answer the questions that no one had to answer under a Republican majority about what's been happening in Iraq, why we hear stories of corruption, we hear, you know, the stories about billions of dollars being taken in a plane to Iraq and just kind of given away to anyone. So what we're starting to hear is the truth about what's been happening in Iraq, and that's been heartening. Another thing is that when we are in these hearings, instead of being arrested, we're allowed to stay in with our signs and with our messages. And
I saw you at the Alberto Gonzalez hearings.
I don't think we've missed a hearing. So the fact that actually we're free speech is allowed to be respected and that we're allowed to stay in, that is a huge shift. Usually when we were in a hearing room, it'd be within a minute that we'd either be ushered out or arrested. Actually, the very first day of Code Pink, we were arrested for standing up and saying the world does not want this war. As far as the how Congress is voting, I'd say we're even shocked about what we've seen come out of the Senate, that it's been much more liberal than we expected. And
really, how so? How has it been more liberal than what you expected?
Because the Senate tends to be, always a little more stodgy than the Congress. The Congress is, you know, lighter on its feet, more rebellious. It's just kind of not stuck in the mud. And what we saw was Reid being more radical than we expect. You know, we saw him being what we thought out of Pelosi. And he kind of shocked us by moving further. I don't think he did that by himself. I think Senator Feingold and Senator Boxer, really worked to convince him that the Senate had to take some leadership and that they had to say we needed to get out now. And I don't think we had expected that out of the Senate because that margin is so much narrower than we see in Congress, where the leadership should have been easier. So that was a shock. You know, were we shocked to see that Congress was compromising and not using its leadership? Yes and no. You know, we weren't expecting miracles when we had a majority of Democrats knowing what it's like inside the Beltway. And
what would a miracle be, and what is a compromise? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't think it has to be a miracle.
Okay.
I think it just needs to be the members of Congress standing up for what's right, you know, for what obviously they believe in, which is that we should get out of Iraq. But instead of backing down and saying, well, we can only get so many votes, leading us to those votes and saying we won't compromise because we need to bring our soldiers home. I mean, I don't know that that takes a miracle. It just takes actually standing up for what's right.
When you see today, I believe it's Senator Byrd and Senator Clinton are now introducing a piece of legislation that would take back or require additional approval for the war powers that they so cavalierly gave away to George Bush in the beginning. What do you think when you see a Hillary Clinton standing up and doing that? Because Senator Byrd was against the war and against giving this authority to, or not against the war.
From the very beginning,
right.
Very articulately and beautifully.
What do you think about seeing Hillary Clinton doing that now?
I think we've been very effective. Since we've been bird-dogging her and disrupting her every move, I think that means that we've been effective at getting her to finally do something.
But how? Here's the thing. For me, if you have to really force somebody to do something, can you trust that they are going to do it again, or stand up and be right on that issue again? Can we?
Well, you asked me what I thought. I mean, I think no, you can't trust her. But look how effective activism has been. That's
okay.
What I see.
Okay.
I mean, if she wasn't being, I don't think she'd have done it. If we hadn't been disrupting her every move for the last 3 years, well, actually the last 4.5 years.
And take us back to that very first exchange that you had with Hillary Clinton in her office.
Well, there's one that's up on YouTube from about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. which was after we had returned from Iraq our first time. And we'd come back, and it was like the Wednesday before International Women's Day, March 8th of 2003. And we were walking through the halls of Congress with our pink slips on that said, you know, pink slip Hillary and pink slip Dianne Feinstein for not standing up and saying no to this war. And we were doing it as women, that if you polled women around the country, a majority of women did not want us to go to war with Iraq. And so we disrupted her office so intensely for an hour that she finally agreed to meet with us later in the afternoon. So over 100 of us crowded into a room they arranged for the meeting in. She kept us waiting probably for an hour, marched in and talked to us about why she thought we needed to go to war, very much couched in the fact that she thought it had been right for her husband to invade Kosovo. And so, an invasion many of us in that room had been against. So then Medea spoke to her, in representing the group about why, that we had just been to Iraq, that we had met the Iraqi people, that we had seen, how devastated the country had been from our sanctions and how they had literally nothing, and already we should just be going in with humanitarian aid given the situation they were in, and they wouldn't be welcoming us with open arms. They were, citizens of a country like every other country in the world that invaded, they would resist. And we, she finished that talk and Hillary just basically said, well, I'm doing this to protect people in New York and I don't really care and blah, blah, blah. And so I ripped off my pink slip, threw it at her and said, I can't believe that you're saying to us as a woman that you would bomb the mothers and children and of another country, to protect New Yorkers who were not in danger. And she huffed and said, how dare you? I've had a meeting with you. This is no way to treat a senator. And marched out of the room.
And that was that. And now she's running for the presidency and introducing legislation saying, oh, well, maybe we should take away this authority that we gave him so eagerly.
Liz, let's back up a minute. She's been running for the presidency since that moment.
Fair
and
enough.
It's taken people, it has
Fair
taken
enough.
Activists,
Fair
not
enough.
Just Code Pink activists, but activists around the country, including the day she announced her campaign, to be outside of her every move, saying, Hillary, wake up. I mean, I was in her office with Cindy Sheehan after Cindy sat outside of Bush's ranch for a month. When she described to her everything and talked about being a mom and asked her, to take a different position, and that her position was wrong, and that eventually it would have to change and she should change it now. And it has taken, you know, constant pressure and probably the polls to get her to move this far.
And also something, you know, entering the presidential race by the name of Barack Obama has also helped push her as well.
I'm sure that's true.
We'll be back. I'm talking to Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink, joining us from Venice, California. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 40 between Van Deventer and Kings Highway. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident. Two lanes are blocked. It's at Kings Highway. There are two right lanes. Westbound 270 from 367 through New Florissant. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason. Look for delays as well. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for delays. Southbound 270 at 70 and Dorset. Look for slowdowns there. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is slow at this hour. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and 170. Look for some delays there. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving slowly across the bridge. And southbound 55 between 4500 South Broadway and Bates. Look for that accident to have been cleared at Bates. So you expect no delays. Chippewa at Kings Highway, there is a report of an accident. We'll keep you posted on that. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to cloudy, rain in the morning, chance of rain and thunderstorms by this afternoon with a high in the lower 70s. This evening, mostly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, low in the lower 60s. Saturday, cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly sunny throughout the day, high around 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 80 as well. Currently, we've got 65 degrees and light rain. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. So up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare. Still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare. Still connected to the community.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Speechless, that's how you make me feel. A When I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words, I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel, silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in light, but I cannot be found. Is that the one I'm standing in? The place called high ground. Speechless.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this morning with Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink. She's joining us from Venice, California, and we're talking about the Mother's Day, this Mother's Day weekend, May 10th to 14th, where women with Code Pink will be gathering in Washington, D.C. And Jody, you mentioned some of the people that will be joining you on this Mother's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. What will you be telling people? What will they be saying? What will a Cindy Asner, you know, the wife of Ed Asner, what would she be saying to the crowd?
Oh, well, Cindy's a quite a vocal one. You know, we'll be reading the names of the soldiers that are dead. We'll be talking about Julia Ward's Howe's proclamation and how do we as women come together and demand that we bring an end to war. I mean, we're not just going to be walking the halls of Congress on Friday. We're going to move to the halls of the media, and we're going to ABC and CBS and NBC and Fox, and we're going to talk to the women in these offices about why are there so few women's voices about this war? How come all the messages that they put out about the war, both before, during, and now, really the voice of men about how we have to stay and why we're there, and not the stories of these women that will be coming to D.C. with us and talk and telling their stories, the price they've paid. I want to say that, you know, that's what's happening in Washington, but we have a call out at codepinkalert.org. You can go there and see our Mother's Day page encouraging people around the country to have events in their own community, to come together as women in the afternoon with your children. In Washington, it's going to be a children's march in front of the White House and to celebrate our womanhood and to also share the grief of those women, not just in the United States, but in Iraq and around the world, but that the lives and that are taken with war, and the fact that, you know, to talk about books, not bombs, and healthcare, not warfare, and to really kind of remind us of the cost of this war. We have a film that we made out of our last year's Mother's Day, which is a 24-hour vigil outside the White House with a reading of Julia Ward Howe's proclamation that's woven through it, along with a mother who lost her son telling that story. We're encouraging women to come together and watch that film. It includes 20 minutes of conversation with Iraqi women that came to visit us last year and their story about what it's like to be women in Iraq and how that's devastated their country, that, you know, before we invaded, they had freedom, they were respected, they had, they all had careers, they didn't need to be covered, and that, you know, that there is only hell on earth in Iraq now, and they have absolutely no freedom. They stay locked in their rooms, or many of them now have become refugees in other European countries. Even a young woman who's been blogging since before the war, Riverbend, who's a young blogger that we followed, you know, for the last 4.5 years, finally announced in the blog yesterday that no longer were they able to stay in Iraq, that they were going to have to leave. So there, you know, there's now 4 million probably refugees around the world from Iraq, and not just outside of Iraq, but they've had to move to different parts of Iraq. So, you know, those are all the ways that in this moment of Mother's Day, which is, you know, she says, you know, arise then, women of this day, arise, all women who have hearts. You know, stand up and say, we cannot, you know, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. You know, we will not raise our children to go and kill the children of another mother in another land. And just to be able to grab this moment and speak it in all the ways that we know how from all the places we know how. I mean, the next day after Mother's Day, after we've walked the halls of Congress and the media and marched outside of the White House, Cindy Sheehan comes to town with the mother of marches to circle Congress with women. So it's really to take this day and say, we as women, we as mothers are not going away. We were against this war from the beginning. You are not listening to our voices. Bring these soldiers home now.
And when we look at, I'd like to go back to Hillary Clinton for a second, because she's just fascinating to me as a woman in the position that she's in and what she has done. When I look at Hillary Clinton and analyze the actions that she's taken or the words that she says, it appears that she is attempting to send a message that she is just as testosterone-driven as any other male senator up in Washington, D.C. Do you see a lot in her language that has more to do with speaking to that issue than to perhaps what she even may really feel?
Well, you never know what she feels. She's so controlled, and it's so spun. When you see her in person, it's just there's nothing authentic happening, I think.
But it does seem like she's trying to outdo the dude, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's, you know, just her, you know, what she's doing. It's like, I'm tough. I'm, you know, I'm going to protect. I believe in war and I believe in violence, which isn't, you know, what you would hear out of the mouth of most women.
Well, it's counterintuitive for the body that gives life to be advocating the removal of life. It's just,
exactly.
It's counterintuitive. So when you look at a Hillary Clinton like that, how do you compare her to a Nancy Pelosi? Because you all have been at Nancy Pelosi's office too, haven't you?
Well, I think Nancy Pelosi, it's very different. First of all, Nancy Pelosi, don't forget, was the whip was in when we went to war. Actually, from the very first day that Bush put forth a resolution for a preemptive strike in an innocent country, she broke with leadership and went against the war. She was the number two, and she broke with leadership and said, no, we cannot do this. So we know the heart of Nancy Pelosi. We know that she's been against the war. She's been vocal against the war. She was, you know, very much during the elections would go out and speak against the war. And now it's quite confusing to see her back down so far and be willing to compromise. I think she thinks that that's the only vote she can get and that she's going to go for what she can get.
Which
we found quite unfortunate. We would have rather have seen her bring that passion and lead with it.
Well, do you see, I mean, some of the same types of political calculations that Hillary engages in? Would it be beneficial
I'm not so sure. I think Hillary, you know, actually is a hawk. And she has been even when her husband was president. So, you know, I just think that's more part of who she is.
But I guess my question is that not if Nancy Pelosi is like Hillary in her beliefs. I'm just talking about the political calculation piece of this, because does the Democratic Party benefit as a whole for the 2008 elections to have this war to beat up on the Republicans with?
Well, certainly Hillary Clinton believes that, because, you know, one of the things that we saw happen that was almost like whiplash was that Nancy and the Congress were moving towards no supplemental. There were 80 votes for no supplemental, which would have been, you know, enough to show that there were people in the Congress that were not going to back down about this supplemental. And then we hear that Hillary Clinton's, the people around Hillary Clinton have discovered by polls that she has a better chance of winning the presidency if we're still at war in Iraq. So all of a sudden you see people being blackmailed behind the scenes and you know, crying to us that, you know, their chairmanships are going to be taken away, or they're going to be, people are going to run people against them if they don't vote yes on the supplemental. And it was a horrible day. It was a horrible few weeks in Congress as we walked the halls, seeing, you know, congressional members not wanting to vote for this supplemental, being forced to vote for it, literally members of Congress in tears about what they were being forced to do. All of this because Hillary Clinton learned that if she wanted to win the presidency, we still needed to be at war in Iraq. You know, one of the most, you know, I mean, talk about political and horrible and pox on your house if that's why you would vote for a supplemental to keep these soldiers in Iraq, you know, so that you could win the presidency.
But who's pushing that? Who's pushing the capitulation of these chairmen?
I think at the core, mm-hmm. I think it's Hillary Clinton.
But also doing her bidding would be other people.
Nancy Pelosi, and that's why we're camped outside of her house every day.
And how does Nancy Pelosi respond to your presence? We have to take a quick break, and I'll be back to have that conversation. I'm talking to Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink, joining us from Venice, California, and we're talking about Mother's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Stay with us. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Well, you know Sears is doing it again. This weekend, another great sale is waiting for you right there at Sears. 10% off of everything. If it's on sale, it's 10% off of that. You need to get on down to the Sears. And don't forget another BBQ. That's barbecue, folks, for you right there in the lot of Sears. Get something great to eat. Get a great deal. Family and Friends Day at Sears. And it's all the way through Monday. What a great place to go and bring your family in. Friends, Sears, 10% off everything and some barbecue as well. Tell them I told you to.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Hello, this is Ella Allen Coyne, host of the Gospel Soul Train broadcast. Join me every Saturday evening at 6:30 as we lift up Jesus with the best gospel music in St. Louis. We also bring you the latest church news you need to know. So join me, Ella Allen Coyne, on the Gospel Soul Train Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryan.
Been around the whole world, still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
shadows are falling all over time. Another night in the blues got me down. Oh, misery, I sure could use some company.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget, in the next hour, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosie Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid will be joining me live in the studio. And I know you don't want to hear this, but we're going to be talking about the makeup that you put on your face and what you probably shouldn't be putting on your face and what's in that makeup. So that's in the next hour. Right now I'm having a conversation with Jody Evans, co-founder of A Code Pink, joining us from Venice, California. We're talking about a Mother's Day event this weekend, I mean on the weekend of the May 10th through the 14th. And Jody, outside of Nancy Pelosi's house, how has that been received?
Well, she's not come out to talk to us. We've been there for over a month now.
Really?
And including with, you know, mothers whose sons are in Iraq, a mother whose son has been desperately wounded. So, you know, we've been out there with many guests that would like to speak to her, and she has refused to speak to us. Her husband comes out every morning and is quite friendly, and the kids have been really, really nice. One of the girls have been filming it. She's the one that made the documentary about Bush's campaign for the presidency. So, you know, she's avoiding us.
And what do you make of that, and what do you take from that? Because you've had access to her before?
Yes, we have. So the very first day we started Code Pink, we were in her office. And when she said, you know, she wouldn't support the war. So, you know, I think that she probably doesn't even want to look us in the eyes because she knows this is the wrong thing to do. That, I mean, you know, I know from friends of hers that she really wants to get us out of Iraq, and for her to be compromising must not feel very good.
Mm. And I'm reading stories now saying that the compromise is done. That the after Bush vetoed the little bill that they took up there, everything's coming out of the bill. What are you hearing?
That's what I hear too. I mean, that's why we're that's why we're in the streets. You know, a couple of nights ago. That's why we'll continue to be in the streets. We're not seeing the strength that we need out of this Congress, that the strength they were given at the polls, you know, the strength that people showed when they went to vote. They haven't taken that and used it, which is, for me, I look at it and it's a crime. It's like, here's, you know, this electorate that worked so hard, that spoke their truth, and Congress has just basically thrown it back in their faces, and it's wrong.
Are we seeing out here in the streets piece of it? It seems to me that we're seeing just a exponential almost movement going on about opposition to this war. Are we seeing that in the streets?
You know, it rises and falls. I've been in the streets since, you know, Bush claimed, you know, put out a preemptive strike for a war. So I can say it ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think what happens when Congress behaves this way, it's confusing to people.
Mm-hmm.
They're confused. It's like, well, was that a victory? Wasn't that a victory? Why does this not feel like a victory? But should I be in the streets? Shouldn't I be in the streets? They're claiming a victory. I think people get very confused by the behavior of Congress right now, and so I think it's so criminal what they're doing. Because they're spinning, they're taking pages out of Bush's book and spinning the truth. And when you start spinning the truth, people get confused and they don't know where to stand and they don't know what's right. And well, are we getting out of Iraq? Aren't we getting out of Iraq? Is this the right thing to do? So I think for people who don't pay attention to it every day, like you and I, it gets very confusing.
Well, what about the media?
But let me just say one other thing. But mm-hmm. for those people who have been in the streets since the beginning of the war, who do follow it, we're finding more and more people in the street. And we got a house in D.C. to facilitate people who wanted to be active. And we have 20 to 30 people a night who come from all over the country, including we have one from St. Louis right now, who come and stay and walk the halls of Congress with us. So I'd say the passion from those who do know what's going on is stronger than I've ever seen it.
And in terms of the what to do next piece, we have this Mother's Day event. You all are going to be returning back to the halls of Congress after this.
But we will continue. We have a summer of action. Like I said, we have our house there. We know this is just the beginning. Not only is this just the beginning, but some of the rumors we see is that maybe they'll give him the money, but it'll be only over 2 months. They'll, separate it out and be giving it in 2 month intervals so that he has to come back with a report. And as soon as the supplemental's through, we need to the Department of Defense budget will come up again, where we can look at it and talk about books not bombs, healthcare not warfare, because that's an even larger number. And impeachment. We're pushing to get impeachment on the table. Hearings. We need to continue to push for hearings that have people who've been on the other side, not just the people on who have been part of telling the truth about what's happening, but we need to start bringing in the people who are part of spinning the lie. So there's so much to be done in Washington, and that's where we will remain until we bring the troops home.
One of the challenges of this war, and this is going to have to be the last thought here, but one of the challenges of taking a position like this on this war and working so hard to end this war is the media coverage that you get in response to your presence. When you all were in California and at the home of the Speaker of the House, the first woman Speaker of the House in the history of this country, how has the media reported that?
Well, in San Francisco, the media has been great.
Okay.
It's been in the news almost every day. But that's San Francisco, one of the most liberal cities in the country. I don't think you read much about it in the national news. So it's not become a national story, but certainly in San Francisco it continues to be a story.
And where can people find out more about your organization, Jody Evans?
You can go to www.codepinkalert.org and check out all the campaigns we're doing. Many of them you can do from your own home. We encourage everyone to stay active, stay in the streets, and stay visible, so that we can bring these troops home and give Iraq back to the Iraqis.
Absolutely. Jody Evans, thank you so much for joining me this morning in the early hours out there in California.
Thank you.
Take care now. Listen, bye-bye, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. In the next hour, we have Dr. Rosa Kincaid coming on. We're going to be talking about makeup's ugly little secrets. Oh, no, no. Please don't make me give up my eyeshadow. Please don't make me give up my eyeshadow. We're going to have that conversation. Makeup's ugly little secrets. Oh, oh. Oh, with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, you don't want to miss that discussion. Stay with us.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease.
are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian.
On the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Queen Elizabeth heads to Jamestown today to mark the 400th anniversary of England's first permanent settlement in the New World. ABC's Nick Watt says she's been a real hit with us Yanks on this latest visit to the colonies.
The reaction has been very positive. Outside the Capitol in Virginia yesterday, there were thousands of people waiting in the rain just to get what they were calling a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see Her Majesty the Queen. We also spoke to the American ambassador to Great Britain, who is here with the Queen, and he said the day went very, very well, that she is so natural with people, so popular.
Tomorrow, the Queen attends the Kentucky Derby, something she's always wanted to do. The U.S. and Iranian ambassadors held a meeting on the margins of an Iraqi conference in Egypt, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says. While Washington has plenty of issues with Tehran, it wouldn't make sense not to talk.
There is a path ahead if the Iranian government intends to take it.
Yesterday, Rice met with the Syrian foreign minister. In both of these meetings, the only thing they talked about was Iraq, not about the two nations involved. The 10 Republicans who want to be president stressed the importance of winning in Iraq, strong defense, lower taxes, and restrained spending. They met in their first debate of the 2008 campaign. It was held at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. Looks like the law is about to slam the brakes on Paris Hilton's fast lane lifestyle. She's due in court today for violating probation in an alcohol-related reckless driving case.
We have asked for 45 days in jail, as well as 90 days of monitoring for alcohol consumption and other provisions, which would include the conditions of her previous probation.
That's L.A. City Attorney Rocky DeGulgio. The mayor of L.A. cut short a trip to Mexico to come home to deal with criticism of an aggressive police tactic used to break up an immigration rally. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says his return home will help convince people the city is serious about getting to the bottom of the situation. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 20 points and the Nasdaq is ahead 9 points in early going. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I think the dryer's broken. It's making a terrible noise.
Huh. Oh, you know, maybe it's because someone put this softball in it.
Oh, will you look at that?
Ready for new appliances? Right now, get up to a $250 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate with select Maytag appliances, including the exclusive new Maytag Bravos laundry pair. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 5/30 in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
If your car or truck is ready for new tires before your wallet is, hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy tires now and pay later with our genuine service credit card. Plus, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. New tires, installed by board-trained experts. Buy now and pay later. See your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details today. Offer ends June 30th.
Spider-Man is spinning his web into theaters nationwide, and in some places that meant a midnight showing of the new picture, Spider-Man 3. ABC's David Blaustein went to one of them.
Doug, in the beginning, the crowd seemed enthusiastic, but by the end, not enough applause to qualify as an ovation at this sold-out midnight screening of Spider-Man 3. Outside, the reaction was mixed.
Totally the best.
Could have been better.
I loved it.
I didn't like it.
I loved it. It was really good.
Horrendous.
They did a really great job.
At least they could all agree on one thing.
We're staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, I had a great time with friends. Yeah.
There were over 100 midnight screenings across the country, and they were all sold out.
That's ABC's David Blaustein. Is R.J. Reynolds trying to lure young women? The American Legacy Foundation says the company is with its new Camel No. 9 cigarettes. They come in a sleek black little box with an elegant border, and they carry the slogan, light and luscious. R.J. Reynolds will only say it's making a pitch to adult women smokers. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the son of the Baldwin police chief has pleaded guilty to impersonating an officer. 23-year-old Brian Biederman of Defiance admitted to using his father's squad car in October and randomly pulling over vehicles in St. Charles County. One of the people Biederman stopped was an off-duty St. Charles County deputy. Biederman has been placed on probation for 2 years in order to perform 200 hours of community service. A Parkway School District teacher has been disciplined for a bizarre incident with a student. Paul Provencio reportedly punished 7-year-old Justin Barricklow for banging the drums too hard by telling him to hit himself in the head with drum mallets. According to student witnesses, the teacher told the child to hit himself in the head, telling him that's how the drums felt. Provencio told investigators that it was a teaching technique to address appropriate care for instruments. A Parkway spokesman says that Provencio was disciplined and will not return to the district in the next school year. Finally this hour, the job market is looking good for college graduates. The National Association of Colleges and Employers says that companies are planning to do nearly 20% more hiring than last year. Many of the degrees with the highest demand, like information sciences, computer science, and marketing, go hand in hand with the region's growth. Professional and business services are among the top jobs-producing sectors in the area. The Colleges and Employers Association does warn that there is no single field of study that will guarantee a job. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 from St. Charles Rock Road through Lindbergh. Look for slow traffic, disabled vehicle, right lanes blocked. That's at Lindbergh. Westbound 40 between Vandeventer and Kings Highway. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident. Two lanes are blocked. That's at Kings Highway. Two right lanes, so use caution. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and 170. Look for standing water in the left lane, so watch what you're doing if you're traveling westbound. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. Look for delays. Northbound 270 Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry, you still have slow traffic going on there. Southbound 270 between Gravelway and Tesson Ferry, that accident's been cleared at Tesson Ferry, but you can still see some slowdowns. Kerrs Mill at Clayton Road, there's a report of an accident, and westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect no delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast. For today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to cloudy skies, rain in the morning, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high in the lower 70s. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, patchy fog after midnight, low in the lower 60s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, early in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high around 80. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low in the lower 60s. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 66 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Brothers, I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, for people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's
splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. However, it's Friday at 9 o'clock, and I am, as always, we are here in the studio with Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Wellness 101. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Very good. I was telling somebody this morning how uncomfortable I'm going to be about this particular show that we're getting ready to do, because I don't want to have to give up. This is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough one with this show, with makeup's ugly little secrets. Why are we talking about this?
Well, you know, makeup is something that's very pleasurable and fun for women. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like makeup. We
yes,
like,
we do.
You know,
yes,
body adornment is something from ancient times.
Yes,
Africans used to put all kind of clays and pigments on their skin, and scarification and piercings, and we like putting stuff on our face.
And
our hair.
And our faces.
Colors.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's all a part of that attraction, and, you know, we just like it, folks.
So, but the problem is that it's not ancient Africa anymore, the stuff that's in the stuff.
Oh, no, it's not. We're high tech now. We have different colors, and we have them from different sources. And there's an ugly little secret that that we have to speak about, that all of us ladies and some men need to know about.
Well, let's get started in this very difficult conversation. Personally, very difficult conversation for me. We have a guest this morning, the president of Cancer Awareness Coalition, joining us from New York, Rosemarie Williams. Rosemarie, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Quite well, thank you.
Very good. And I'm here, of course, with Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Hi, Rosemarie.
How are you?
Good.
And Rosemarie, ugly little secrets?
Right. I hate being the bad messenger.
Yeah, I know. I hate it too.
But hopefully by the end of the program, people will have a little better idea and some tools to make wiser choices where they spend their money and what they spend their money on. And that's really what I am all about.
Well, can we start at the beginning of this, or not even at the beginning, but start by trying to understand this cosmetic industry, because it's fair to call it an industry. How big is this?
It's very big.
Well, actually, it's a $35 billion industry annually. They advertise, they spend more on advertising on television and media than any other industry. So they're really looking to get our money.
And the thing about this, given the fact that this is a $35 billion, that's with a B, industry, and that's per year, right?
Yeah.
$35 billion industry. Would most people be surprised to find out about the FDA's role in this $35 billion industry?
Well, let me put it out there and get your reaction and Dr. Kincaid's for beginners. Like most people, I too was a very trusting and naive consumer. But I've learned a lot the past 10 years as I've become more involved with health and environmental things. So as the average American consumer, we all tend to believe that our regulatory agencies, being the Food and Drug Administration or the Environmental Protection Agency, even within the United States Department of Agriculture, we believe that these regulatory agencies protect us from all harmful ingredients and chemicals. However, the system is less than perfect. We know this, for example, just from pharmaceutical drugs that undergo millions of dollars of testing procedures before they're put out into the market. And then after they've been in the market for a few years, sometimes they're recalled and slowly removed because they've been found to harm patients, in some instances even kill patients. And that's with millions of dollars in testing. Now, when it comes to makeup, the FDA neither tests nor determines the safety of cosmetics and toiletries. How do you feel about that?
Well, does it have something to do with the fact that most people don't think that putting lipstick or powder on their face has anything to do with their health or that it's absorbed into their bloodstream?
That's as good a suggestion as any. And what we also don't know is because we tend to believe that the Food and Drug Administration is protecting us from all these things, the cosmetic industry is self-regulating. And it is the nation's largest and most profitable enterprise, as I mentioned, spending more money on TV ads than any other business.
Well,
unfortunately, the FDA lacks the authority to recall harmful products, and they rely on the voluntary cooperation of the industry. Is that a surprise?
Well, it is not a surprise, given the fact that when we talk about cosmetics, we're talking mostly about women.
Yes.
And if I've lived in America all of my life, and I understand the relationship that America has with the value or the devalue of women. So I'm not surprised from that perspective. And then also given the money of this industry, and also unlike there have been big stories of children dying with certain types of toys. There have been big stories of people dying by ingesting certain types of food. In fact, the FDA came about because of things like that. There hasn't been the big type of story of somebody losing an eye because of the eyeshadow that they put on, although I guess you're going to tell us if it's going to be there, that there are plenty of reasons why we should be very concerned and why it should be regulated.
Well, all of that, of course, is quite true.
We need to take a break. So hold that thought.
Sure.
Rosemarie Williams, president of Cancer Awareness Coalition. She's joining us from New York. I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We're talking about makeup's ugly secrets. And they're not little secrets. I want to say little secrets, but they're not little. These are big secrets. We'll be back. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Do you think you've been discriminated against at work or when applying for a job? It's unlawful for an employer to harass you or treat you differently because of race, color, gender, national origin, age, religion, pregnancy, or disability. The law also protects you against retaliation for complaining about discrimination. Call the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission anytime, any day. 1-800-669-4000. Equality at work. Your right, EEOC's job. Something for you from WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown, and we are talking about makeup's ugly secrets with Rosemarie Williams, president of Cancer Awareness Coalition, joining us from New York. And Rosemarie, welcome back.
Yes, indeed.
So we have this $35 billion industry.
Yeah.
We have, it's not regulated by the FDA like everybody would think that it's regulated, should be regulated by the FDA.
Right.
Talk to us about some of the things that we should be concerned about that are in makeup.
Okay, well, toxins. Fortunately for us, picking up the slack where the FDA lacks authority, there are several nonprofit consumer groups that are looking out for us. One of them is called the Environmental Working Group. Is it advisable to give websites in the event that your listeners want to write down and follow up information on their own?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the Environmental Working Group, ladies and gentlemen, get your pencils and papers ready. The website is www.ewg.org. And they have been pioneering the Safe Cosmetics campaign for Safe Cosmetics. In 2004, they did their own study and examined 711 lipstick brands and found, or varieties rather, and found 28% contained ingredients that are associated with cancer risk. Now, of all the makeup that women pursue, lipstick is probably the one used by more people than other things. Lipsticks generally contain waxy colors consisting of coal tar dyes and mineral waxes. Now, what most of us don't think about, and I have to say that even I didn't realize this until somewhat recently, when we put on lipstick, often we are ingesting it when it comes in contact with our food that touches our lips. Now, just think over a lifetime how much toxic eating that adds up to. Scary, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. Well, tell us about the type of toxicity we're exposing ourselves to.
Well, I'll give you a hint. When I go out to dinner now and put on fresh lipstick, I blot the lipstick thoroughly to reduce the amount that comes in contact with my food. So I just put that out for anybody who may want to, you know, kind of help themselves along. Organic lipstick and safer products definitely cost more. But I feel the choice is ours, and we can spend our money on fancy latte coffees, or we can buy safer cosmetic products. Now, there are a lot of things that are in lipstick, but I'm going to go on to something else.
Can you say something about the possibility that we have insects in lipstick, like some South American beetles and preservatives, antibiotics.
Okay, well,
Rosemarie, because you, like you said, so many women, if you don't put on anything at all, you put on lipstick if you're running out of the house. If you don't have time for anything else,
lipstick
is the one thing that you grab, and lipstick is the one thing that you always have in your purse. So let's break down lipstick.
Yeah, what kind of beetles are these?
Okay, now the beetles are actually the good things. This may be a little hard to comprehend at first. As I mentioned, normally lipstick contains waxy colors that are made from coal tar dyes. These are petrochemical byproducts, and mineral waxes also from the petrochemical industry. But the safer lipsticks are made, natural lipsticks are made with vegetarian waxes known as carnauba or candelia. And they are made from natural vegetable colors or something called carmine. Now, this gets to your question. Carmine, which means a red color, it's actually derived from the dried female cochineal beetle from Central and South America. Now, I know that sounds gross. So let's let it sound gross and then sort of move beyond that.
Well, and let's be clear. Is this a beetle or a roach?
Yes.
My information says beetle.
And Dr. Kincaid?
Well, I've just heard someone say there were some roaches involved, but there's no documentation, but that's what I've heard.
Okay. All right, so we've got the beetles in there. All right, what else do we have?
Okay, and that gives the color, that gives the red color. But actually, this is less toxic than the synthetic chemicals. So we just need to change our mindset a little bit. Now, as far as, let's say, in food products and most likely cosmetic products, too, the government always allows a certain percentage of unsavory things like insect particles and stuff like that. And I really don't have information on what that is, but I'm certainly sure that, you know, this is an allowance. But in this case, it's a purposeful ingredient to give the color. Okay?
Okay.
The carmine color. It's not in all the lipsticks. Some are just vegetable colors.
What about preservatives? Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, preservatives, one of the most common preservatives.
And why does a lipstick need a preservative? It's not like, you know, a food product. Why does a lipstick need a preservative?
Well, I don't know if I'm able to answer that question, really. But let's go to the chemical ingredients that are used as preservatives. And this is called the paraben family. Paraben preservatives are used in about 13,000 cosmetic products. And they may be referred to as methyl paraben, ethyl paraben, or butyl paraben, and a few others. It's like a whole family, ethyl, methyl, butyl, you know, and so on and so forth. And if you look at a list of ingredients, when people go home or if they are home, they can take out any toiletry or cosmetic and look at the list of ingredients. And the parabens are the preservatives. They're usually at the bottom of the list, the last thing. So you can look there first instead of going through all the unpronounceable terms and words. And if you see something that ends with paraben, then you know you have a synthetic preservative in your product. Now, the problem is that the paraben chemicals behave like estrogen in the body, and they upset the body's finely tuned balance of hormones. Now, when we think of hormone balance, when we think of estrogen, when we hear raising the risk of estrogens in the body, what is the next thing that comes to mind?
Breast cancer.
Perfect.
Yeah, those are called xenohormones. They, in other words, they mask the have similar effects of the toxic substance, and the body can't tell the difference. So they will attach to hormone receptive sites by confusing the body.
Thinking
that that's the real hormone.
All right. Now, unfortunately, women are not given this information.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we are not told is that parabens, like many chemicals, actually anything that's put on the skin is absorbed through the skin. But with the parabens and the chemicals that have an estrogen-like effect, they attach to fat tissue. And breast tissue is mostly fat tissue, which acts like a sink holding these chemicals in that location. Now, the parabens are also found in deodorants, antiperspirants, as well as creams, lotions, and just about everything. As I said, if you go home and start to look at all your product labels, you'll see that parabens are in just about everything.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. I'm talking to Rosemary Williams, president of Cancer Awareness Coalition, joining us from New Palance, New York. I am also, of course, in the studio with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is Wellness 101. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us. People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hi. This is James Wakeman. I'm inviting you to get aboard the Glory Bound train. Every Saturday night, right here over radio station WGNU, traveling down track AM 920. Join us. You'll be glad you did.
The Glory Bound train broadcast with James Wafer is heard every Saturday night at 7:30 right here on WGNU. Take on the day with Dr. Laura Schlesinger online at WGNU.net. And go do the right thing.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm here. This is Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. We're talking about makeup's ugly secrets. And I'm talking to Rosemary Williams, president of Cancer Awareness Coalition, joining us from New York. And Dr. Kincaid, you just said something, because I'd asked the question about the existence of preservatives in lipstick.
Well, your article, Rosemary, in the Townsend Letter, which is a really cutting-edge magazine, it says that all the cosmetic products contain a certain amount of bacteria, prompting manufacturers to add preservatives. But actually, some of the organic cosmetic companies say that they're actually not doing that to protect the consumer against bacteria, but to extend the shelf life of the product.
That's correct.
So, so there you go. That it is. It's not, because again, it's kind of like you automatically think that the FDA is monitoring this stuff, and you automatically think, well, if there's a preservative in there, it's for some kind of health-related reason. No, it's just to keep the product on the shelf,
make money,
and make more money off of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the things that are in lipstick, since we've talked about that, can we move on to other crazy things that are in makeup?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, talk about let me throw out something. Talc.
All right, talc is actually very similar to an asbestos powder, I believe.
Mm.
I don't have my notes on that at the moment, but as I recollect, the information is in the article, and if you have the article there, you probably have it more at your fingertips at the moment than I do.
Well, it might be contaminated with asbestos, which is associated with mesothelioma, which is a form of lung cancer.
Correct.
So that's not too good.
Petroleum.
No. So if you have mothers with small babies out there, in place of talc, sometimes just using plain cornstarch the old-fashioned way, still perhaps the better way to do it.
Petroleum.
Well, petroleum certainly is from the oil industry and is the mother of most of the byproducts, synthetic byproducts, that are used in all kinds of industry manufacturing and including cosmetics and toiletries. But I did make note of a couple of things that I would like to put out there, if that's okay.
Say that. Go ahead.
Mercury, for example, mercury compounds are actually allowed by the FDA for use in eye makeup.
Hmm.
Even though every day we are warned about the mercury in fish, don't eat too much fish, pregnant women shouldn't have more than one fish meal a week, and so on and so forth. More information about mercury in the vaccines and the possible link to autism. Even more information about mercury and silver fillings, which we know is really mostly mercury and not so much silver. And even old thermometers with mercury are being phased out and replaced with non-mercury thermometers. So mercury is not a good thing. It's a deadly poison, also easily absorbed through skin, and it accumulates in the body. Now we have evidence mounting against mercury, but has anyone warned women about the toxic mercury in eye makeup? Have you seen any?
I have not, but I guess I need some specifics because, you know, I'm a lawyer and I just really need some specifics here. When we say eye makeup, what are we talking about? Are we talking about eyeliners? Are we talking about eyeshadow? Are we talking?
I believe it's the mascara, and it could be the eyeshadows and the other eye colors. Though at the moment I do not have those specifics, as would be necessary from your perspective.
Yeah, because if we're talking,
so we'll have to do deeper research on it.
Well, it says that the Bronopol is in the mascara, and that can cause blindness and death in laboratory animals at concentrations much higher than used in cosmetics. So the Bronopol
right.
is what's the main ingredient of the mascara that can cause blindness.
And what's this deal, Dr. Kincaid, about this whole natural piece?
That's what I want to know. A lot of cosmetics, they'll say natural, but does natural mean...
Tricky. Natural
yes.
is a tricky word. It's put mm-hmm. out there to take advantage of our trust.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. I mean, arsenic is natural, and mercury is natural heavy metal, and a lot of things can be natural, but they can still be very toxic for us. So we still have to read the ingredients.
And we
have to be very careful about that.
And one of the things I think that we probably also need to do when we're talking about the cosmetic industry, a lot of men out there may be thinking to themselves, well, I don't wear eyeshadow. I don't have anything to worry about. I think there are two things that we need to think about with that. One is that what's the largest organ in the body? That would be the skin, right, Dr.
Yep.
Kincaid?
Yeah, that's right.
And so what men also use cosmetics on their skin.
Lotions and fragrances.
So before we go there, talk to us about this organ, the skin, Dr. Kincaid. What is it? How does it work? And why we should be very concerned about the cosmetics that we use when we start to think of the skin as an organ?
Well, it is the largest organ, and it's very protective. It keeps out bacteria. It keeps all of the fluids inside. If you didn't have any skin, you'd just get dehydrated and just dry up. But it's a living organ. Anything that you put on your skin is absorbed into the bloodstream. And we have so many medicines now that are transdermal that you don't have to put in your mouth anymore. You just stick a patch on your skin.
And we kind of think of our skin sometimes as an impenetrable thing, but it's not.
Yes, it's got like a two-way valve on it. Things are coming out. You can sweat. Toxins come out. Fluids come out, but anything that you put on it, it goes into the bloodstream. So you have to be really really careful about what you put on your skin. If it's not something that you can put in your mouth, theoretically, you know, it's not you shouldn't put it on your skin either.
And that should we also be concerned about can we oversaturate our skin, because you don't think of oversaturating your skin. Is there a possibility of a buildup with the stuff that we keep putting in our skin?
Well, there are probably some of these chemicals that are put on the skin can clog up the pores and in some way cause a different scar tissue or impair the body's ability to excrete waste.
Mm.
For
example, one of the things that you've talked about briefly on the show is deodorant, that using antiperspirant that your body collects that what is that waste product of the antiperspirant in the aluminum?
Antiperspirants have aluminum, and they prevent the body from excreting fluids and waste. Now, your body does that, excretes fluids if you're hot, to keep the body at a certain temperature to cool you off. And it also, when you're working out or overworking, you excrete waste. So when you put antiperspirants on your body, which are loaded with all kind of chemicals, many on this list, as well as aluminum products, then your body can do what it's supposed to do naturally.
And does your body build up with that aluminum that you put in? That aluminum, does it ever leave your body?
Well, not quite possibly. There have been studies that show that it can be associated with Alzheimer's, but of course, that's not considered evidence-based medicine, so if you speak to your physician, they probably won't agree with that.
And Rosemary, let me go to this, because again, one of the things that I do when I go out and I buy products, I read the labels. You go into a grocery store, you read the label, and they list the ingredients in terms of the largest amount of this ingredient all the way down in order to the smallest in ingredient. What's the labeling like with cosmetic products? Can we read them the same way?
Yes, they are supposed to list again from the first ingredient would be the most ingredient, and then at the last ingredient would be the least ingredient. And even though I believe the FDA does require toiletries and cosmetics to list all their ingredients in that same order, and it's supposed to be reader-friendly, but we know for a fact that the scientific names mostly cannot even be pronounced, nor, if we could pronounce them, would the average consumer know just what these synthetic chemicals are. It's not part of our everyday language or experience to understand what they are.
We know what flour is. We know
yeah,
what,
right.
But we don't know what these chemicals are.
Right, exactly. You mentioned a minute ago about the word natural, and what are we to understand from the word natural? I'm going to give another little example. That lanolin, which is a natural oil from sheep's wool, is found in many cosmetics, and we would find this to be a good thing. But, again, what we don't realize is that the lanolin can be contaminated with DDT, a very toxic pesticide.
How can lanolin be contaminated with DDT? I thought DDT wasn't being used anywhere anymore and anyhow.
Welcome to the group. Welcome to the group. DDT was outlawed in the United States in the early 70s from being used on food crops. It is still made overseas. It is used on food crops overseas, which then are actually shipped back to this country and find their way into our meals. But it's also used, it can still be used in this country for so-called emergency situations where perhaps there's a mosquito outbreak. Probably there are many barns on farms where the product is still left over and stored from use, you know, 30 years ago. And the reason that it was banned is partly because it's persistent in the environment. It just doesn't break down rapidly, so it's still around. So the animal can be contaminated. As a matter of fact, here's another interesting thing. I was reading in one of my environmental pamphlets that DDT was used as an inert ingredient and a pesticide product as late as the mid-80s. And I mentioned that I had gone to a DEC, a Department of Environmental Conservation meeting in New York, and I mentioned that to one of the scientists there, and he says, oh, no, that's absolutely not true. I said, you know, I've just read it. He says, well, what is the publication? I said, it's at home. When I get home, I'll call you and give you, you know, the information, which I did, and he promised to follow up on it, and he called me back and said that was exactly correct, that it was included as an inert ingredient, but that's taking us away from the topic of cosmetics. So I just mentioned two others that consumers may wish to try to avoid, and that's sodium lauryl sulfate. I don't know if Dr. Kincaid wants to speak to that issue at all.
You can talk about it, and we're going to have to, but before we do that, we need to take a break. I'm talking to Rosemary Williams, president of Cancer Awareness Coalition, in joining us from New York, and, of course, Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Look, there is a friends and family sales going on right now at Sears. What better place to take your friends and what better place to take your family to a 10% off everything Sears sale right here in our community. And they're having a barbecue going on right in the lot this weekend. So this sale lasts through Monday. Get on over to Sears for the friends and family sale, 10% off. Tell them I told you to.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
We, the believers at El Mukminun Islamic Center, would like to invite and encourage you to join us for our Saturday morning program, Focus on Al-Islam, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., featuring the son of Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, his public addresses and lectures on Islam and values of social well-being to the community of humanity. That's Focus on Al-Islam, every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WGNU Radio.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. And this is Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown, and we're talking about makeup's ugly secrets. And the president of Cancer Awareness Coalition, Rosemary Williams, is joining us from New York as we dissect this. Dr. Kincaid, you had a question?
Well, I would like to know about hair dye.
Tell us about what's in
it. Is that a dirty secret, too?
Hair dye, yeah. I actually didn't review my hair dye notes, but the colors that go in hair dye are associated with some of the lymphomas, and perhaps Dr. Kincaid has read a little bit about that. So that's serious stuff. But the good side is that it is possible to get safer products. And since that seems to be a question of major interest, is it okay to mention a company or not?
Well, let's talk about a company, but let's also, I think one of the things that I think that we need to talk about are some specific heads-up products. What are some of the products out there that people should really just take a second look at?
Everything they use in their home and on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Each time they go to the store to replace the product, try to find something that has simple ingredients, non-toxic, non-synthetic. If they happen to be near a health food store, all the better. If not available, they can go online, particularly with makeup, and some websites, get the pencils and the paper ready. Some websites to find safer ingredients, safer products, would be www.allnaturalcosmetics.com, which includes something like over 300 different personal care products and cosmetics.
And what should people arm themselves with when they go into a store and they decide to start this journey of, I'm going to get healthier things for me? Give us like five things that to look for to say, okay, no, I probably need a replacement for this product. What ingredients should they look for them to say, okay, no, I need to get another product?
All right. Well, things to avoid would be the parabens, the preservatives, because of their current link to the possibility of breast cancer.
So what word would they be looking for? Because there are 13,000.
Paraben.
Okay.
P-A-R-A-B-E-N.
Okay.
And that would be at the end of the ingredient list. It's the preservative. It may be called methyl paraben, ethyl paraben, butyl paraben, or a number of others, but it would say paraben.
Mm-hmm.
And even a lot of products that appear to be quite good may still have paraben in them.
Very good.
So you may want to avoid that. Now, something else that has is growing in popularity is antimicrobial chemicals. We are germ-phobic in this country, and we want everything to be antibacterial, but we forget that germs are good, too. There are bad germs and good germs, and when we kill the bad germs, we are also killing the good germs, and they are necessary in keeping our immune system strong and healthy. So anything that says antimicrobial, my advice is to be very cautious about it. Even the Centers for Disease Control and other health professionals are advising people to just stick to soap and water if you want to be clean and not worry about getting shampoos and dishwashing detergent
And Dr. Kincaid, you know, generally you would use a product like that when you don't have access to any kind of water, right?
Yeah.
Just water and soap and hot water and soap, done and done.
Yeah. Carry a little bottle in my purse.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we have a caller on the line, and we don't have time to go to the caller, but I know that she's asking about soap.
Okay.
Or should we?
And I want to know about fragrance too.
Okay.
That's
another whole program.
That's another whole program. We can't go to fragrance right
this
now.
This fragrance is in everything.
I know. I know.
All the cosmetics.
We have. Let me get to the caller here, Joyce. Quickly, please.
Yes. I wanted to know, please, what is the best soap to use on your face and the best for the other part of your body? And thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Dr. Brana. Dr. Bronner is the Dr. Bronner's natural liquid castile soap. I think is the best soap to use.
Perfect. My vote too.
And spell that. Dr. D R B as in boy R O N N E R, and it comes in several different actually natural fragrances from essential oils, not synthetic.
Very good. Yes. Very good. And we were talking about other words that people should look for, Rosemary.
Yes. Anything that says antibacterial, try to find something else and just skip the antibacterial chemicals, because, in fact, if it kills bacteria, it's killing a life form, and that means it's a pesticide.
Mm.
Now, if they said that we are putting pesticides in this product, would you buy it?
Of course not.
Okay. So it's like a rose of another name, you know. It's still the same thing. When you analyze it, it's still killing a life form. So it's much more helpful not to have these products in our home, put them on our skin, use them on our children. And then the environmental aspect is that they are all getting into the water system, and the waste management is not able to remove these chemicals, and we're finding that we're polluting our drinking water. So the increased use of antimicrobial, antibacterial products is proving to be long-term water pollution.
Mm.
So we have to think carefully, keep it simple, go back to what our mothers, grandmothers may have used, and simple is always better.
And give us one more word that we need to look for.
To avoid.
To look for in order to avoid.
Formaldehyde.
It says that on the label?
Well, it may come under many different guises of scientific terminology, but if it's as simple as, if it says formaldehyde in any recognizable form, by all means, try to avoid that.
And in an explanation of this, we really need to just note here that we're talking about 13,900 different unique names that we have to look for in these makeup type of products, right?
Correct. Okay, which is overwhelming. So let me give one website for people who want to pursue this a little bit on their own. And this is called www.safecosmetics.org. And this was put together by the Environmental Working Group along with other health organizations. They have done an ongoing study, and they've analyzed thousands of products and thousands of chemicals and have a list of those brands which are considered to be of the highest quality, and they also list those brands that they consider to be cautious about. And that is just a wonderful, wonderful guide. So I'm going to mention that again, website www.safecosmetics.org.
And we have like 30 seconds here. Is there anything out there that's happening on the political horizon that is trying to help address the problems that we have with the FDA not regulating this makeup?
Well, California is taking the lead, and they, in 2005, adopted their own cosmetics bill to restrict use of certain toxic chemicals. Certainly not all, but it's the beginning. So those people that are politically active should get in touch with their legislators and say, find out what California did. We want the same thing in this state for consumers here.
Very good. Rosemary Williams, president of Cancer Awareness Coalition, thank you for joining us this morning on Wellness 101.
Thank you. And also, that my favorite soap can be purchased online on my webpage, www.drrosakincaid.com.
One more time.
www.drrosakincaid.com for that healthy soap.
Very good. And Dr. Kincaid, thank you so much. Next week, same time, same place.
That's right.
All right. And folks, because it's the end of the week, I just want to thank you all for listening so much this week. Thank you all so much for calling this week. And you know the drill. Stay strong.
Bye-bye.
Was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below knee.
I think I'm hearing heaven.
hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man.